before finals, I asked to take a photo, like, because he was at the bleachers with us, like, you know, chilling there. And everyone was asking for a photo. I was kind of, like, shy. It's like, okay, I'm going to go. And I think Danny pushed me, like, go get a photo. This is, like, only time. And, like, get a photo. After the after the event, I posted a photo with him, captioned with, this guy asked me to take a photo.
Yeah,
and
amazing.
I told him, like, okay, because he looks like Tony Hawk. And then it just went viral.
Yeah.
And probably later that day, Tony Hawk got interviewed. So it's like, I think, I'm not sure the specific words, but like, the girl asked Tony Hawk, like, how does it feel that one of the Olympian skating contests didn't know you and he have to explain?
She thought that you actually didn't
know. Yeah, it was like,
right. And Tony Hawk's like, well, it's a joke.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we are back, huh? We're back at the Nine Club, everybody. Today, we have a very special, special, special guest, Margie Didal, is with us. How are you?
Doing good. Yeah. Why are you guys? Doing good.
Yes.
Was that correct the way you pronounced it?
Did I pronounce it? Didal?
Yeah.
I said, yeah.
I mean,
I get nervous when I have to pronounce a name
that
I'm not
familiar with.
I mean, people
say, like, you know, Didal.
Didal.
But Didal.
What's your full name, though?
Why are you asking my full name?
We want your government.
Yeah, we want the government.
We want your government name,
your
social security.
Yeah, we want your credit card numbers.
We want everything. Yeah. This is what we do here at the Nine Club.
Your mom's maiden name.
100%. Everything.
Oh, yeah. Everything. What's my first
favorite pet?
Yeah, yeah.
We were just in New Orleans with you at the Red Bull Terminal Takeover, and we had you on our little live show, and we're like, you gotta come to the Nine Club and do a Nine Club with us.
I know.
It was so much fun. We had a good time.
It was fun.
Yeah,
it was
good.
Fun.
Yeah.
I think just three of us. Yeah, mm-hmm. Have fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think you're gonna I don't think you're gonna look over there once during the whole
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. She's
I
coming in hot already.
Like laughing. I don't know. Is there
Margie, the best thing about that is I can just turn him down if we want.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's happened.
Oh,
there.
See?
I'll not talk to you guys.
See? You can't even hear him anymore. Huh? No, I'm just kidding.
You still can hear him. You still
Yeah.
Trying to, like, put some wall here.
We can have a construction crew come if you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can just go home. I'm definitely down to go home.
Claire, can you build a wall right now? No, we have fun. We have fun. But, yeah, how are you doing? You're out here for a month or so?
What
are you
doing? Yeah. Going home, like, in a few days.
What were you doing out here?
Skate and chill.
Skate and chill?
It's just funny because, like, that's how I answer, like, first time traveling all, like, outside Philippines, and I have to go through immigration, and there's this guy's, like, we're in the line, you know?
Yeah.
Immigration ask, what's your work, or, like, what job?
What are you here for?
What are you here for? Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm just going to come skate and chill. And Jasper and Ant was in the back. It was like, Margie, what the hell? It's like, I mean, we're going to go skate and chill.
And chill.
And I'm just like, you know.
Yeah, well, you're like, what, I shouldn't say chill? What do you mean?
But how does the guy at the gate take it? He's probably like, oh, yeah, cool.
It was cool. Like, okay. Yeah. You know, it's like, stomping. Just
skating,
like,
and chilling. But did you do anything for, like, New Balance or anything while you were here? Red Bull, maybe? Did you do anything? Or are you just skating and chilling?
I did a project, can't tell it. So, you know.
What?
Whoa.
Can say it. It's top secret.
What kind of...
It will be not secret if I tell you. So it's a secret. I'll
just whisper it into the mic. Nobody will hear.
I'll tell you next time.
Okay.
I'll say it. Kelly.
Oh.
Oh, no. Is this the video part then? Are you naming it after me?
I'm not saying it then. He's there. He could...
I can read minds.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then I was like skating, try to film something.
Okay.
Out of, didn't make to the next Olympic and trying to do a different, not new, but like different way. Mm. Try to film something on streets.
Yeah, yeah. Because you do like a lot of you came up kind of doing contests, right?
Most.
In the Philippines.
Yeah. Contests.
Wait, when you got started skating in the Philippines, how old were you?
I started skating when I was 12. Turning 13, yeah.
12, turning 13.
So 2012.
What made you jump on a skateboard? You just saw some skaters, or what was the deal?
I was curious how skating is.
Mm-hmm.
Like every weekend, there's a university like parking lot. Every weekend, I go there because like near the house, I was with my mom, and she's like talking to her friends, and like, okay, I'm gonna go walk, whatever, you know. And then there's some skaters there every weekend, and just like, that looks cool, because like, you know, with a board, but I never stepped on a board that time. Like,
and this is in Cebu.
In Cebu.
In the Philippines, right? Yeah. So, big skate scene back then, or small skate scene? What was it like?
I mean, a lot of skaters, but they see it differently. And when I started skating, only probably like 5 or less female skater. So I was just like, you know, but most of I skate with the guys.
And then what was the thing? So I heard something about like when you entered your first contest, like after like 8 months of skating or something like that. What was it?
Like 3 months after I stepped on a board.
But 3 months. You're already entering a contest.
But I don't have my own board.
Oh yeah.
So I have to like go to the contest and ask for the homies to like, are you done skating? Because can I use yours? Because I want to skate the contest. But you have to pay for $1 to enter the contest.
Okay. What was the prize? Do you remember?
Some merch and for sure some cash. For me, that time, it's a big cash ready.
Okay. You know? Wow, what did you get in that contest? You remember?
I probably got 5th or 8th, something.
Pretty good.
But only female. Only female.
Yeah. Right. I mean, at that 3 months on the board, what were you, skating? Yeah. What tricks were you doing?
I mean, I learned my first kickflip. Second time riding on the board, so wow.
How did you even know what kickflip was, though? Were you seeing people doing tricks there?
I was skating with, because they like, oh, this trick, that, and like, I actually go to an internet cafe and search how to do ollie in slow motion, specifically,
yeah.
And then like other tricks, what other trick, like shove, but I skip those to like ollie to kickflip.
You just went straight for the kickflip.
Yeah, I just want to flip. It looks so sick, because like, you know.
Yeah.
How did the board flip it?
I mean, it's so funny that you could just Google now how to ollie.
They didn't have
like
that.
How to kickflip. Yeah. Like,
but in slow motion, so you know how exactly what you're doing.
Right. And so we had to look at our peers and be like, where are you putting your foot? Where are you doing that? You know?
Well, we had slow motion on the VCR.
Dub.
But it was like,
I mean, you got to fix the tracking.
There's a couple things that you got to adjust, but yeah.
And sometimes the VCRs, the more budget ones, they had you had to play pause real quick. Play pause.
Yeah, that's true. They didn't even have the access to do so.
Mm.
True.
They started making trick tip videos when I started skating around like 95.
VHS, right?
Yeah.
So you'd have to go buy it then.
But like they made specific videos for it though.
Right. Jeremy Ray had a trick tip video, kick flipping.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That was the wildest one to watch.
This foot placement was off the chain. So you're landing your first kick flip the second time you step on the skateboard.
It was after a week and then the second time
Wow.
Flip flops. Wearing flip flops.
You're not at the proper shoes either.
I know. Jeez. Are your toes getting busted up or what?
For sure I did, but I didn't think about it because I just want to land that kickflip.
Right.
I was holding the bar. Okay. So I was like, you know.
But wait a minute. Did you just want to skate in flip flops? Did you not have the proper shoes?
I mean, I have the shoes, but for school,
you don't want to mess them up.
Yeah, because my mom will beat me up, you know. She hard worked for that to get me school shoe and me just skating it, you know.
Yeah.
I hear you.
You want to respect
it? It was canvas, But I end up skating that, and I used my sister's shoe, and when she saw that...
I used your sister's
little ollie hole.
It was a pink shoe, and like she used it for like pee. Do you have pee here?
Yeah, activities and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So she has that shoe for, you know, and she was looking for it and like, it's like, where's my shoe? She's like, I showed it to her. It's like, it's all teared up. Like, no. It's like just ollie kickflips. Like,
didn't you like win a contest shortly after, like in the first year of skating? Like, was
that? Like after eight months of skating. Yeah.
How are you? It's so crazy to me because like, here's the thing. Like, I mean, you must be YouTubing like videos and stuff like crazy.
Just slow-mo, like tricks I want to learn.
Okay.
So, and then I see some skaters like, what do you call that? And then when I get home or like, we don't even have computers. Sorry. Like I have to go to their cafe and like search, what do you call that? Skate trick, this, and like in slow motion, like, in slow motion.
Were there people around you that were really good at skateboarding?
Yep.
Yeah.
A lot of them. Yeah.
So you were learning from them too.
Yep. And sometimes they get pissed because, like, start skating because they're hanging out at a skate park. They call it a concave skate park. So I grew up skating there for a year or two before they shut it down. And they were like, you know, try to learn trick. And I was like sitting and watching them do some tricks. It's like, oh, I want to try that. And they're like doing it for a long time. And then a few tries I did it. It's like, Margie, get out of here. Because I let it.
You're doing it too fast.
Yeah, it's like, Margie, get out of here. Don't do it in front of us. Like, no, I just want to learn tricks. And because they're learning and I want to learn it too.
Right.
But then like, Margie, no.
You're all happy-go-lucky and they're sitting there like trying their hardest.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're just... But that's amazing, though. I mean, quick learner, you know, talented on the skateboard, you know. So what was next? Like, how? What was the first sponsor out there? Like,
First sponsor, I got a free access to the skate park, the concave, and they pay me $1 for a day just to clean, and I could skate for free.
Oh, okay. Mm.
They pay you $1?
Yeah.
$1, and then you get to skate for free.
Yep. It's like cheap. Also.
How far does far does a dollar go out there at that time?
Dude, like, it could buy me a meal.
Oh yeah,
it's a meal ready. Okay. Like on Jollibee.
Oh wow,
you know, it's Jollibee like fried chicken.
Seriously?
Yeah,
you can get a meal for $1 out there.
Yep.
For real? Why don't I remember that?
What's the currency?
Still,
what's the currency out
there? It's $1. It's like 55 peso.
It's peso out there?
Yeah.
Oh okay.
It's not pesos like we know. Yeah.
It's pesos.
Oh really?
Like, yeah.
Oh.
Philippine peso.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it still around that, the same kind of
it's gone up a little
conversion?
Bit.
Inflation? Exactly the same. No way. Yeah, it's really. Right.
It's still get a
We're still
meal.
Buying fried chicken for $1?
Yeah. Oh, $1.50 maybe.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Still.
Get him.
Wow. It's cheap. You should come.
By the way, Anthony Clairval sitting over here. So if you hear somebody blurting out something.
And when it comes to facts, food, this guy knows.
He knows.
Yeah, he knows. Yeah.
Ain't going to even question him. Yeah.
Wherever you go.
Yeah.
Food and prices, yeah, he knows.
So you got free access to the skate park, and they're paying you also.
Pay me $1, and I can use all the skateboards there. So every day I use a different board.
Oh, wait a minute. You don't even have a skateboard to yourself at this point?
Yeah, I got my first board on, like, after 8 months of skating.
How did this come about?
I think I told it already in New Orleans. My homie, I look up to him still now. Like, used to be my teammate for New Balance New America Asia when Ant was running it.
Okay, what's the name?
Dimit Cuevas.
Okay,
Dimitrio. So he's really good skater. He could like ollie over three boards and like fours. Like when I was a kid, like, dude, he's so good. And then he gave me his old board and a brand new truck that is 8.25 board and then 7.75 trucks. So I didn't even know that. You have to have a compatible size. Yeah.
Sure,
you know?
Sure. You don't have to, but it makes it a lot easier.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just learned that. I was like, oh, okay. And then how tight you skate. And like for me, it's like, okay, whatever. As long as it runs, I can skate, I can do tricks.
But at least you had your own board and you could like configure it just the way that you wanted it rather than taking other people's boards and trying to get used to it.
I mean, I actually did that for not till I get the first setup for myself.
Oh.
I was like, and... Some of the homies leave their boards at the park because they have a skate shop. And, you know, when you skate, sometimes you chip the board.
Right.
You hit in the corner. So there's like few times happened to me, like this guy's like, why have a chip on my board? Who skated? Like, I was like, I did. I was skating that yesterday. And
no.
It's like, and
you're just going around messing everybody's boards up.
I mean, there was like, probably 15 or 20 skateboards. They leave it there because most of the homies are like skating after school, you know.
Oh, they just leave their boards at the park.
At the park because they have a skate shop.
Right. Okay.
They have a skate shop in the park,
and you're just taking everybody's boards and riding them.
And I actually cook for the park like some snacks and stuff.
Man, shit, I'd be like, yo, skate my board whenever you want. I'll get some snacks.
No, but they have to pay.
But you're skating my board though. And I still got to pay?
I mean, I'm just working there so I can...
Okay. Still got to pay. You
know? Okay. Still got to pay.
This episode is brought to us by AG1. It is very important to me
that the supplements I take are of the highest quality, and that's why for years I have been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands out there, AG1 conducts relentless testing to set the standard for purity and potency. It's also researched and developed by an in-house team of scientists, doctors, and nutritionists with decades of experience in their respective fields. I know that I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard, guess what, typically only tested for 10. That's why the Nine Club has partnered with AG1 for so long, because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get your free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/9club. All you got to do in your URL, type drinkag1.com/9club at checkout. Go give it a try. This episode is supported by Element, a tasty electrolyte drink mix with everything you need and nothing you don't. That means lots of salt, no sugar. It contains a science-backed electrolyte ratio, 1,000 milligrams of sodium, 200 milligrams of potassium, 60 milligrams of magnesium, no junk, no sugar, no coloring, no artificial ingredients, no gluten, no fillers, no BS. Element is formulated to help anyone with their electrolyte needs and is perfectly suited to folks with a keto, low-carb, or paleo diet. Listen, electrolytes facilitate hundreds of functions in the body, including the condition of nerve impulses, hormonal regulation, nutrient absorption, and fluid balance. Element can help prevent and eliminate headaches, muscle cramps, fatigue, sleeplessness, and other common symptoms of electrolyte deficiency. As you may or may not know, when you sweat, the primary electrolyte lost is sodium. Athletes can lose up to 7 grams per day. When sodium is not replaced, it's common to experience muscle cramps and fatigue. So guess what? Right now, Element is offering our listeners, that's you, a free sample pack with any order. That's 8 single serving packets free with any Element order. This is a great way to try all 8 flavors or share Element with a salty friend. Get yours at drinkelement.com/9club. The deal is only available through our link. That's right. You must go to drinkelement, drinkelement.com/9club, NINECLUB. Go try Element, everybody. Thank you.
Was there skate shops there, like, that you went to frequently, or was it just at the skate park that you were getting?
They have a local park, local shop. It's called Local Hero.
Local Hero?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it still going?
Things still going, but most are just online now, or maybe they have an actual shop.
Okay, nice.
Owns Puppy Jack. Shout out. He gave me a shoe before and a board, so.
Oh, that's dope.
You know, but also, like, after having my own board, mm-hmm. after later that month, they had a tour, like a German company that came to Philippines, and they have pro skaters, mm-hmm. and they film. What was it, brand? Damn it! They, like, dude, this guy hit me up like after Olympic, cause like he's just like, hey, what's up? This and that. But I used to like. Ride for them. Uh-huh. Oh, no. I was skating for 8 months, and then my homie just like, oh, let's film you a park. But I was just like in a, on the skate park. We filmed for a week, and then I have like a 2 minutes or a 3 minutes skate video. It was actually on YouTube.
Is it? It's on YouTube?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the title of it? Do you know?
Yeah, I know.
We'll pull it up right here.
Yeah, because I was like, I have to film for this board company. They want me to send boards and skate with it. So my homie's like, okay, I can film you for them. So you could get a free boards. Okay. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. okay, that's cool. Let's go. And so we filmed for a week.
Is it just like a sponsor me tape?
Oh, Joshki.
How do you spell it?
D-R. But no, it's.
That's the German brand, right?
Yeah, Joshki.
Oh, that's the German brand. No, what about the skate part? Is this a sponsor me?
This one. It's called Let the Good Times Roll.
Let the good times roll. Let
me see real quick.
Okay, let the good times roll, Margie. Let's see if we can find it on the here.
This guy's his name is John Texan.
Let's see what we got right here.
Yep.
There. Yep.
So wait, how old were you? Yeah. How old were you here?
I was like 13.
Wow. 13 14. And skating for literally the 8 months, yeah. or something like that.
Like
right?
The young Margie. with a pink gray tee.
Margie size, dude.
And I was wearing my first clothing brand. Like, it's called Camisin. So they're like, I get a free big spin.
What?
Is this concave? Is
yeah,
this
that's concave. This is and then I have a switch kickflip.
Oh!
You're switch kickflipping off of a jump ramp.
Yeah. Wait, this is 8 months in?
Months after skating.
No way.
Oh, like 8, 9, yeah.
Okay. I mean, still like heel flip on flat, front nose on
and
the
ledge.
And
then I have
ledge.
To buy a thrift shop a shoe because I already finished my skate shoe for school. And I have to go buy. They call it Ukay Ukay. So it's like a thrift shop. So like you get a shoe for a dollar or two.
Okay.
So you're just buying shoes random. You don't know what they are. And you're just, maybe they're good for skating.
That's why it fits on me.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's good to go.
Nose grind when it, I mean, this is impressive.
Yeah,
for
dude.
9 Definitely. Months of skateboarding.
But I was skating tight, you know.
Ooh, the tray flip
off the.
Kickflip money by touch.
Yeah. You put it in though. You put it, you kept
but
it in there.
I count it, you know.
This is awesome.
Back dude,
big
back
spin?
Big off the.
You already have all these tricks that. 9 months. That's
like
wild.
That. You like super that look.
I mean, I skate for like 5 to 9 hours because like I have to open the park and like while it's empty, I have the park by myself. Yeah, so I was like skate.
Still though, to progress that quickly.
Were you watching any skate videos online?
Just how to do this
slow-mo.
Trick.
Nothing like a pro skater at that point.
Like, I mean, Nija and Leticia, when they were like, when they search, they're like the top skater that shones.
Because like, you're putting in top skateboarder and then
yeah,
like
yeah.
Were you searching for like a women skater, female skateboarder?
Alyssa and Vanessa Torres.
Vanessa Torres. And who else did you say?
Alyssa Steamer.
Alyssa Steamer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amazing. Would you say that they were like your favorite skateboarders or like inspiration?
I mean, it's like they skate like big stuff, but I don't know. Like I just don't know the names. I just like watch and like just want the tricks.
Right. This is good.
Back flippy big spin. Where did the late heel flip come from? Back heel flip. Because that was like you don't see people doing that too often.
That trick actually was, I was talking, like my homie was trying a kickflip, what's it called, kickflip under or kickflip cancel?
Oh, like what, the Rodney Mullen trick?
It kickflip and then
hit it back.
Yeah, I was trying to learn that, but I couldn't hit it. So I end up doing late heel. So it's like, oh, is that a trick? It's like, mom's like, yeah, that's a trick, but not much of skater does that, so I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do it. So I started.
That's how that happened. Okay, yeah,
the only person I seen it really do that really good was Ronnie Bertina.
Oh yeah,
like really good.
Yeah.
But then I was like, okay, I could probably do it on a like off to something, and then started doing the back 50 late heel.
This is a 4-minute sponsor new video. At 13 years old, after skating for 9 months, did you get sponsored from this?
The Droschke. I was filming for Droschke.
The German board company.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and did they gave you stuff?
Gave me stuff.
I would hope so. I mean,
I think you're gonna like the last trick, Kelly.
What is this?
Wait, not that one yet.
Ollie over the track. You like that bump?
I like the bump.
It's a good bump.
It looks like, you know, it's perfect.
Yeah. Oh, you hit the photographer.
That's Adele.
Wow. Dude.
Wow.
Well, I
like how you
type.
Kept the. Somebody else edited this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My homie.
Okay.
I gave him a wheel to like thank him for filming.
Gave him wheels?
Yes, yeah, set of wheels.
So you send this to the German skate company.
He did it.
Excuse me, what was the name of it called?
Droschke.
Droschke. Okay, you send it to Droschke and they're sending you boards?
Yeah.
Like directly to your house or through the skate shop?
No, through the skate shop.
Okay.
But I don't want to tell the story after that. Because I got a board, but then I don't have trucks and wheels.
What about the trucks and wheels you were riding? This is before you got the...
I finished it already. So they only give me... they only give me boards. But then there's a fingerboard company that they also make a skateboard. They call it Rebuild Fingerboards. I kind of like work with them, like set up some fingerboards to get some money,
because
it's hard to skate without food.
Obviously,
you know,
for sure.
And I was getting a truck set from them and then put in my Droschke, and then there's who works, who one of the owners, like, oh, you're wearing, you're skating a different brand. Like, no, it's just the truck set. But it's, so maybe I don't know what happened, and then they just stopped sending me.
How many boards did they send you, do you think, until they stopped?
Three boards.
Okay.
For like less than a year, because like it's hard to get some goods.
Sure.
In the Philippines, yeah.
Mm. How long do you? How much? How back then? How long do you think you rode a board for?
I mean, she's skating all day, every day, month, 9 hours a day.
A month or two, but really? I was like skating the skate park, so it doesn't.
It's good ground there.
Mm. Yeah, it seemed like the park had really good ground there.
Yeah, right? Not until they shut down the park, and I have to skate. Start skating streets, right. Like bricks.
And then you're both.
What happened to the park? They just shut down.
They shut down because it was a project for a college student, how to help the community, but also making money.
Like a college student put that whole thing together.
Yeah, probably like 6 or 7 students.
It's impressive.
Yeah,
definitely.
Sick.
Concave, man.
Concave. Yeah. You owe it all to Concave, right?
Concave. I used to call it Concones. Like, it's like, what is the? Because, you know, I'm bad at names or like stuff. I couldn't remember it, like, unless you keep telling me.
Okay.
So it's like, wait, can we go to that skate park, like the cone thing? It's like, Concave. Oh, okay. And I end up there.
You don't even know the name of the skate park you're ripping.
How did it go? So they shut down the park. How did it? Obviously, the streets were pretty rough out there, but like...
Yeah, you get kicked out. We're just like skating street. I didn't even think about that. Can't complain because like it made me a better flat ground skater because like, you know, flip tricks.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're just like skating flat. So that was my advantage because I grew up skating bad grounds and like get chased with security. Mm. And then I met... I'll fast forward. I met Ant or like... And got this job for New Balance Team America Asia, and then he wanted a team. Mm-hmm. So I think you heard about from Danny, huh? Or like, yeah.
Danny who?
Danny Bautista.
Okay.
It's like, oh, this kid from Philippines, met Cebu, same hometown. And like, he have to have a team in Asia. And, you know, New Balance that time was like, I don't know if they made skate. Shoe,
they just started. Okay.
I was like, oh, New Balance, okay. And like, so fast forward, he flew to Manila and then booked me a flight to Manila. It was my first time riding a plane because when I travel to Manila, I have to ride a boat for 24 hours to go and do the contest.
You would ride a boat for 24 hours to go to do the
Manila
contest.
Yeah.
And so Anthony got you a plane ticket there.
When I met him,
first time on the plane.
Yeah. And then, and we
much quicker than a boat, right?
Yeah. 4 hours?
Yeah.
I know, right?
For an hour and then.
Good Lord.
And we skated. I was wearing different brands, like, you know, and Ant was just like laughing. Because, like, you know.
Yeah.
And then he's like, he asked me if I could do this trick, and I just do it, you know? And then he, like, the way he asked me to say that, hey, Kelly.
Was this like a tryout for, he doesn't have a microphone, but it was a tryout.
I wanted to meet Margie, right?
He wanted to meet.
I was like, everyone's like, this girl's amazing, she can skate. Like, I was like,
you were hearing good things about her.
Let me check it out.
Yeah.
And so I flew her to Manila, I met her, right? I brought her a pair of shoes.
Brought her some shoes.
Size.
Okay, wrong size.
She started skating the wrong size. And I was like, so we do a kickflip.
Yeah.
And I was like, this girl's got it.
So this was this have anything to do with the Olympics at this time?
Yes.
Yes. So it was, I think we talked about this a little bit on your episode too. So anybody listening or watching, go watch Anthony Clairval's episode too. We can, this is Margie's episode, by the way. This is Margie's episode. No, but it's amazing though.
So like, he asked me to do kickflip over this ball.
Okay.
And like I did, it's like, I don't know what go through his mind. He's like, okay. And then he started sending me boards from 852. It's a board brand in Hong Kong. So
shout out Brian.
Shout out Brian.
He's been holding it down for a long time out there.
Yep. So I started sending, because the office was in Hong Kong for New Balance, and it's like sending me boards and shoes. Okay. And then he got me my first ID, which is except the school ID. He got me an ID, and I was underage, so we have to get an ID to get an ID and a passport. So it, that's how it Philippines. You can't get an ID if you have an, like, you have to have an ID to get an ID.
Right. Mm.
So
sounds a lot of sense.
Sounds normal.
Yeah.
Wait, you have to have like a school ID first?
No,
and
but
then an ID?
It's probably like a government ID, and then you have to have like a travel ID or something.
Yeah, yeah. Is that but of? I was a minor. I was like, then I have to ask my mom. She's a street food vendor, so I have to ask her, like, can you take the day off and come with me to DFA and, you know, talk to them. I have to get this and that, because Aunt was supporting me, and, like, he gave me money to get a passport.
Sure.
So he's the guy.
Yeah.
Give me, and then I only tell him, like, oh, I only need $50 to get a passport, but I didn't even think about requirements. I thought, like, if I get the $50, I could get a passport, but then I have to get a requirements.
What would that consist of?
A lot of work. I have to go back. And I told Aunt, like, I think I need more money for this, because, like, for the requirements and stuff. Mm. So, and it wasn't just a day or a week, so I have to keep asking my mom, but she's working, you know? And, like,
yeah,
that was a lot.
How did your mom and your family feel about you skateboarding at this? I mean, you know, even through the years, but now things are starting to happen.
For sure, they're happy, I think.
I don't know. Were they scared at first? Like, you're going to get hurt? Like, what is this?
At first, my mom was like, it's not for girls. And like, maybe they see it different because, like, no future. Like, skaters got tattoos. They smoke, they drink, you know, like, lifestyle.
Right.
And my dad's just like, oh, just finish school, because they didn't finish school. They want their kids to finish, you know.
Did you finish?
That was part of my first contract with
them. That was a, what
do you, wow, you had to finish school?
I told Margie, I'll put you on the team, but you have to get your GED. You have to.
Oh, so you told her she's got to get on the team, she's got to get her GED. Okay. Did we follow through with that? Are we still working on it? What's going on?
It's still in the contract?
Did you get the requirements? Did you figure out, like, what you have to do? Are you, you know, like, are you going to do your GED?
Right.
Take the test? You can do this? Yep. Uh-huh. Next week, working on it.
I'm assuming you never did it, right?
Because, I'm skating.
So we're still waiting for the GED to come through.
I'm kidding. Right?
Okay.
Did you even go to? Did you? When did you stop going to school?
Seventh grade.
Really?
Mm. And my teacher, like, we only have grade six in Philippines, way back, but they start doing 12th grade now. But before it's like grade six, and then you have to graduate, so you go first year high school. So I went twice to grade six, and my teacher's like, probably get tired of seeing my face and calling me like Didal is, like, you know. So she said, hey, this is not no bullshit. So she said, like, you're smart, but you have to go to school to get grades. But, like,
sure,
she managed to, like, under the table, like, make me
passed
through
you.
Passed.
Oh, wow. So okay. So the teacher was the teacher had your back.
Okay.
Right.
So she said she didn't want to see her face again this year.
I don't know. It's either I'm smart or she just don't want to see my face anymore.
Is it also a thing too, is like they see that you're doing something, maybe? Like the teacher's like, oh, she's out there doing something. Like, let's try to get her through.
I don't know.
Okay.
That must have been crazy though, because there wasn't a lot of skaters coming out of your zone, right?
No.
So you're the first for someone to come do something like this. They're probably confused on what's going on.
For sure.
I think so.
You don't care. You just want to get out of there and go skate.
No, actually, my mom just like, I just want to help family and make money.
Sure. Okay.
And I saw skateboarding not like making money, but I'm having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Not until skating contest winning and got some merch and cash.
Yeah.
Then first thing I did when I had the cash, I bought a sack of rice and some goods when I got home. It's like my mom is like, why are you so late? And then it's like, I got some rice. Because rice is like the main.
Sure.
It's very important.
It's for everything. Yeah.
So I got that. It's like.
That's a good feeling. Yeah.
That is good. And I was like 13 or 14.
That's amazing.
So it was like, I just want to make money.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
You're doing the New Balance. What year was the New Balance thing? What year was that?
2016. End of 2016.
Okay.
Made it to Asia Pacific. Then
2019.
Made it to global.
On the team?
Yeah.
You're on the team, the regional Asia team, 2016.
2016.
And then she did some stuff and, you know, you got the
street. Well, you kept doing contests, right?
Yeah.
That was kind of your thing.
Yeah, I did the Asian Games.
Asian Games.
Well, you invited a street league.
Oh, no. No, it was, you tried to put me to X Games 2018.
Okay.
He wanted, like, Margie, are you ready? Like, we're in Hong Kong. He got back to his apartment. I was staying in his apartment in Hong Kong. And, like, Margie, are you ready to do a contest? I'm trying to get you X Games, you know? And then X Games, like, I wasn't there first, but I was, like, on the list in case.
Secondary.
Alternate.
So I was like, okay, I'm down. Like, let's go. But before X Games, they had SLS in London 2018. May, and then Ant's like, you want a skate contest? Like, I never been, like, big contest, just in Philippines. And, like, it's like, okay, I'm gonna go. So he got me a ticket, this, and went to London, skated, made to the finals, and I was doing the back 50 tray flip, back lay heel, and stuff, made finals. And then later that day, skating the finals for SLS, Ant get an email that I'm in the X Games. So they, instead of like the alternate, they put me into,
they,
like,
put you right in.
Yeah, after SLS.
Okay.
So nice. That was that. And then after that,
can I interrupt you really quickly? Was this before or after the Asian Games?
Before. It was before.
This is before. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So Ant just sent me wherever, you know, or sometimes, like, his office was in Hong Kong, and he'll probably just, Margie, come here, skate. And I was just by myself, and he goes to work. So he's my skate dad. He's like,
right.
Like, get ready. He dropped me off to a skate park because I don't know, like, I don't have phone either. So he dropped me off to the skate park, and then he goes to his office, and then come back. We do lunch, and then he go back. So it's like, drop me off to skate. And it's like, okay, this is cool because, like, I get to skate. And then probably after a lot of travel, it's so hard to, like, communicate because I have to go to internet cafe and stuff. He got me an iPhone so I could film and contact him. So
he,
like,
really is your skate dad, huh?
Yeah.
How did you do in the X Games?
I didn't make to finals, but because it was X Games format is, like, just two best run. So SLS was, like, two runs, five best trick. But that time, like, I don't skate quarter pipes on transition, so I skate, stop, pick up my board, go up, and drop in.
Because gotcha.
I never, like, I only skate DIY ledge and rail and flat ground.
Right.
I could do kickflip, hill flip, tray flip, but not, like, quarter pipes.
Yeah.
Then Asian Games came, right? Did you win? You won the Asian Games. And that was, like, a big deal, right?
Big impact.
You came back to the Philippines, and there was, like, a big...
Yep, it was big. Crazy.
You're in the airport, right? And people are like...
Like, yeah. They...
Are you tripping? Are you, like, what do you do?
I'm crying right now.
Really? Yeah. Just thinking about it.
Yeah. It's, like, that's very cool. Emotional.
Why was it...
Were you expecting that at all?
No, because I was with Ant and Sir Pato. It's like the POC guy. He's like... guiding us, like... I didn't know. It's like, oh, I'm going home. I'm going to see my family. I'm going to eat.
You had no idea that this
No
was
idea.
About
and then, like, white people, like, going on the side, and they want me to go, like, you know, the escalator and stuff. Like, I looked at, they had a band and stuff. Like,
a band.
No way.
Like,
they had a march. Wow. At the airport?
Yeah, the airport. The whole family, my girl. Oh,
this is something.
Dude, you don't want to see me, what I do. Like,
no, what is that? This is you in the Asian.
Brian from 852 was the commentator, and I was just like, see? Dude, I mean,
this is being televised, by the way. Like, did you realize, like, this was going out to
I did not.
Oh,
I,
my God.
Look
I
at
thought,
you. You're dancing. You're dabbing, right? What are you even doing?
I know. And I was, like, just looking at Brian. It's like, because, you know, we're cool. But I didn't know, like, big tilt vice, like, because I skate contests, but they just like film and like.
Margie, you know. Had to have known that this was a but, big yeah, thing.
I learned something after that event.
Oh, what did you learn?
And not to do that. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, wow. Oh, my sketch
tray. Yeah, you held on to that tray.
Yeah. There you go with the little. With the,
that's good, dude.
Look at that. Yo. But you won. Yo. I mean, it's incredible.
In Gaikaya.
It's incredible. So you got home and there was this big fanfare.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's fast forward because this kind of goes into the.
You don't want to see.
Look at you. Look at you.
I mean,
this is incredible.
For me, actually, dancing is like I get too excited, and I don't know. Like sometimes, if you're excited, yeah. you're just like you can't control. Like you get like
so it helps well, calm your nerves a little.
Yeah,
bit.
It yeah. calms.
Well,
me,
I like, noticed you do that at Street League. You do a little
like
dance
and
stuff.
And hype yeah. everyone. Right. So like you know
at the Olympics.
Well, that's what I wanted. But that's what I wanted to talk about because like I feel like speaking of fanfare, like when the Olympics came, you were like the poster child for like skateboarding in the Olympics because.
Her nobody Raisa.
Else. Nobody else. Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. But yeah, I mean, yeah. but you got seventh in the Olympics. Raisa yeah. got second. Second right. Yeah. So, but the reason why you got so famous off the Olympics was because of your camaraderie. You were cheering for everybody. Yeah. You were putting people on your shoulders. You were really like. And the Olympics never saw anything.
They're
like
not
that.
Used they were, to that at all.
They were tripping. People were like, "Are you? Why are they rooting for each other?" And so you really became like this, like big. Like name after that.
I mean, skateboarding. When I grew up, like, I skate with the guys. Like, you know how, like, for cheering sure. for the homies, and you get hype, you know. And I was just doing that.
Well, we know that, right? Yeah. This is our culture.
Yeah,
but like
yeah.
the outside world had no yeah, clue. And
I think that was the best to introduce skateboarding.
I agree. Totally. I agree.
Yeah,
I'm glad you did that. Yeah. Seriously.
Not like.
But you were just.
You could have dabbed on it too.
You
could have
dabbed on it. You learned, right?
You learned from the first time.
At least I cheer, not like, you know.
But it's just, it's so rad because, like, that's what we do. We hold each other up on our shoulders, right?
Yeah.
And then for the world to see that, and you were just doing your thing. You were just being you. You weren't trying to get any attention
and
or whatever.
At the Olympics, there's no crowd because it's. Pandemic, so we only have to go to the athlete village, take the bus, go to the skate park, and we cannot stay there for long. Before you skate, you have to be there like an hour, and then when you skate, you have to leave. And then at the contest, like, you know, not much people are just like, dude, sometimes you just have spread the good vibes and cheer for each other to like hype them up, you know, because I'm kind of like that. And then Heisa.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
I mean, it was such a beautiful thing to watch.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You know.
Damn.
And so did you know, when did you, I mean, Instagram's a thing. And I mean, you must have started getting inundated with like followers.
Actually, after skating, I social media just blown. Like, dude, what?
I could have only imagined.
It's like, and then I got a lot of messages. I couldn't check everything. It's like, Margie, you're crazy. Like this and that. And I didn't know, like, yep.
Well, tell them, do you really went viral off of the Tony Hawk thing?
yeah, we were walking towards here, like, it's like, you know, Tony Hawk. Mm-hmm. And for sure, everyone knows him. Yeah. So, before finals? I asked to take a photo, like, because he was at the bleachers with us, like, you know, chilling there. And everyone's asking for a photo. I was kind of like shy. It's like, okay, I'm going to go. And I think Danny pushed me like, go get a photo, this is like only time. And like get a photo after the after the event, I posted a photo with him, captioned with, this guy asked me to take a photo.
Yeah,
and I told him like, okay, because he looks like Tony Hawk. And then it just went viral.
Yeah.
And probably later that day, Tony Hawk got interviewed. So it's like, I think I'm not sure the specific words, but like the girl asked Tony Hawk, like, how does it feel that one of the Olympian skating contests didn't know you and he have to explain.
She thought that you actually did it.
Yeah, it was like
right. And Tony Hawk's like, well, it's a joke.
Yeah, yeah. So he have to explain and stuff. So yeah.
I love that though. I love the fact that you went out there, did your thing, and just became kind of like the, you know, the face of like.
Actually, the Margie Seal, like that
the
thing.
The thumbs up with the tongue.
No, because I hit my lip on my board or on the rail.
Yeah.
I was trying to. Long rail, I didn't even try it for practice. I just like went for it. Sometimes it's just the adrenaline, just like, just go. You have this trick, just go. So I finished the first line perfectly on the other side, and I want to go to the other side, and I did a back feeble perfect, and I want to do it in best trick. I did feeble, I didn't lock. It was a long rail. I throw it and then just eat shit and then hit my face. I was like, I have my brace, so it's like I have to check if it's still complete. I mean, I have a missing tooth, but like just making sure,
okay.
Not missing two, you know?
Yeah.
Just checking.
Don't want to miss another one.
And yeah. I was like, okay, it's still there, so I did a thumbs up. So like, okay,
but they
still
got
there.
Caught. You got caught, yeah. With the tongue out and the
like,
thing
okay,
that turned. Right.
Yeah, Margie approved.
Margie approved. Margie approved.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun to watch that. It was really fun to watch that. You know. Because that's what we do, you know?
Yeah.
And for the world to see, it was cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you have a good time there at the Olympics?
I mean, 24/7 at the dining hall, for sure. Yeah, we have rice.
We have rice. What was it like staying in the Olympic Village? What was that like?
I was just in my room, and you can't really go out, and you have to test every day. So it was a different experience.
Yeah.
So it's just like every morning before we take the bus, we have to drop our test. And make sure, you know, and, you know, dining hall, dessert, rice.
But you had like cardboard beds and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I actually took the Olympic blanket back home.
You stole the Olympic blanket.
I mean, I think we could bring it because you don't want to leave it and they throw it. It's like, no.
I know. Yeah.
Was the food good?
Yeah, they have rice. It's Japan.
Yeah.
But was sleeping on a cardboard bed...
It's good or bad
for you, like in terms of like skating after sleeping on it?
I mean, I used to sleep in the street, like because like night skate with the homies.
Mm.
I put my board like on the wall and then just sleep. I mean, yeah. With a blanket, Olympic blanket, it's better.
But you know, you just did the same thing you do in the streets.
Exactly.
But I mean, this is the Olympics.
It's a cardboard,
like, you
want to
be comfortable.
Mattress.
You want to get a good night's sleep. You want, you know, and then they give you this cardboard bed.
There's a mattress though.
In okay.
You know,
but it must a thin though, right? It wasn't like a luxurious like.
I mean, can't complain. I'm the Olympics, so you know.
True.
I love your outlook on that. Yeah. That type of thing. To come where you come from and like to have like the grace that you have is like really dope. You know what I mean? Like, you make the best out of everything.
Dubs, I would have been requesting like a Sleep Number bed. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I was already complaining for them. I'm like, you're really sleeping on cardboard boxes? Really?
It's great. When you go to different countries, sometimes, dude, in China, the beds there are so hard.
Yeah.
True. It's
true.
It's why. That's just normal.
Totally. True.
No, it's actually, basically, my dad, you know, got the money. We buy some mattress, like, nice. Mm-hmm. My dad is a carpenter and he loves to like work, but he chose to sleep on a hard surface because it's like a massage for him, like you know, the posture and stuff. Because sometimes sleeping on a super soft mattress, like
it can be sore.
Really is.
True. This episode is brought to us by Woodward. With over 500,000 square feet of skatable terrain across 24 skate parks at Woodward, PA and Woodward West, you will have a blast there this summer. But you won't be alone. Confirmed visiting pros, Ryan Scheckler, Lizzie Armanto, Jamie Foy, David Gravett, just to name a few. All you need to do is go on the website, see which week they're going to be there, and book your trip to skate with them. The Nine Club will also be there. August 11th through the 17th, that's week 12, we're going to be there for the SLS Futures Camper Contest. What is that, you ask? Well, every week at Woodward, PA, two winners will win a free week to come back and compete in the SLS Futures Camper Final during SLS week there. Kelly's actually going to be the guest judge, so that'll be fun. Check out summer camp dates and register online, Woodward, PA and Woodward West.com. Save $100 if you enter the code 9club at checkout. NINECLUB. $100. Go check it out. We'll hopefully see y'all there. This episode is supported by Shake Junk. Yep, the company that keeps you going in these streets. Need that perfect grip for your flick? Bearings that just don't stop? Bolts to keep your trucks on tight? Look no further. ShakeJunk.com has what you need. Grip, bearings, bolts, skateboards, rails, riser pads, grip tape cleaner, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and everything else in between. Treat yourself and save a couple bucks by entering 9CLUB at checkout. Yep, 20% off everything. Just enter 9CLUB, N-I-N-E-C-L-U-B at ShakeJunk.com. Get there while you can. Are you a side sleeper, stomach, back? What do you do? Or
any.
You just go, you talk, you just sleep whatever.
I mean, I make myself tired skating.
When you pass out, do you sleep on your side? Do you pass out your side? Okay. Yeah. But you wake up wherever, like side,
wake
stomach.
Up sore, because always side.
Wake up on one side, yeah.
Sore. Maybe sometimes stiff neck.
No, like, sometimes when I wake up like that, I think I'm sleeping wrong.
Right.
And then I'm like, well, what's the proper way to sleep? I don't know. So tell me, you know, do I need to sleep on my back?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Basically, yeah.
Like,
I can't, it's really hard for me to sleep on my back, so I don't know.
It's the hardest thing.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
I need to be, like, drunk or something, you know what I mean? Like, pass out. So
peanut butter whiskey, yeah.
Peanut butter whiskey, yeah. Man, yeah, just sleep on my back, it's easy. Yeah. So the Olympics was good, but you're not doing the Olympics this year.
No, I missed the spot because I broke my ankle.
Mm.
End of 22.
How'd you break your ankle?
Break dancing.
No, you didn't. I wouldn't be surprised.
You know.
Dude, I was doing a head spin and then I would collide.
You know, I tried to backflip. No. I did a Red Bull drop-in tour in Europe for like in, out, and then filmed probably just the body was tired, and then I actually came to LA, skate a week, with New Balance team, street skating, and then like, okay, there's a contest in San Diego, Exposure. They do it every
Love
year.
Exposure.
All girls skate event.
Yep.
Shout out, Amelia.
Yep, she's the best.
I started doing that 2018 when, like, you know, get the visa, still doing it. So I went there, I skated the contest, did good, win. The next day after the contest, I fly to Brazil to do the Red Bull skate level. It's a different format of contest. You have a team, like probably three guys or four guys, skaters, and then one female. So you have a team, and you have to skate with your team on a different spot. Like level one, skate the stairs. Level two, you have to skate the ledge and the mani pad back to back. And then longer wall ride, hand ride. And then I went to fifth level, which is the kink rail.
Can you choose whatever you want to do?
No, you have to go up. Yeah. Okay. And we were in the studio, a big studio in Brazil. And it was like the light thing is like lightning. Is like, or light.
Like these, like the lights?
Yeah, the lights were like, it looks like different because they have the blue and red color. So when you look through the camera, it looks like you're in a game.
Mm. Oh, they had it lit oddly.
Like, yeah.
Like Red Bull colors almost,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was like tired of like all the travels because I fly out, go on like 14-hour flight.
Right.
When I get there, sleep, then the next day, skate. And I was like, oh, I'm just thinking, it was like 8 hours before my flight back to Philippines after a 2-month trip.
Mm. Wow.
I was just like, just going to do the trick for the team. I 50 the kink rail, because I know I got 50. They haven't tried to practice, but sometimes it's just me. Like, even at the Olympic, I didn't skate the big hand rail. So I was just like, yo, Ant, I'm going to skate the big rail. It's like,
you didn't even try. You didn't even practice. Didn't try.
Yeah, but I just send it. It's like, and that made me to the finals.
Wait, what'd you do on the big rail?
I just didn't.
The 5-0.
Oh.
The 5-0.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, Tony Hawk filmed it. So I put in the highlights. So if you want to check it, it's there. It's Olympic 2020. So I did that. And same thing. I like 50. I landed it, pop out. And that time I couldn't feel my legs. I was tired already. Because it's a 1 minute you skate with your team,
okay,
and then 1 minute rest, other team skates, and then proceed. Yeah, and then we went to level 5, 50 to rail. I pop out, and then I don't know what happened. Just that one.
There it is, 5-0.
First team.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Wow.
And so then, you blacked out. You didn't even think about it. You're like, I'm going for it.
I mean, it's like, I land it or eat shit. Yeah. It's like big, you know?
Yeah, it's like you might as well go big or go home,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, it's slam. Only, this is it.
Land or slam. So you tried the 50-50.
The 50, the kink rail.
Yeah.
I pop out and then, I don't know, probably just I sat on my, it was slippery. So
front ankle or back ankle?
Back ankle.
Yeah.
I landed back and then probably just like, it was slippery. So like my wheel slide and like, you know, and probably just tried to roll, but like, my foot, I caught my foot. Like
that took you out, like,
yeah.
For
I was like rolling and like, I see my foot like sideways.
No, it was that bad.
Yeah. Almost broken my, like, fully broke.
Dislocated.
And fractured my fibula.
Oh my.
So, but it's crazy because I did that and then they cannot pick me up because it was live. So they have to take out the camera off my face and like zoom to somebody and they have to pull me.
Okay.
And was there. I was in Brazil. I can't speak Portuguese unless it's açaí or picanha. So, you know.
Those are the two words you know? Yeah.
Açaí, yeah. sure. picanha. I just want to know about food, but like, you know. And it was 8 hours before my flight going back to Philippines.
Oh, man.
I was like, I just want to go home. In my mind, it's like, I could still make it to the airport and just send me home.
Yeah, but that sometimes it's dangerous. You can't do that.
Yeah, right? yeah. But I just, like, no. I just want to go home. It's like, they're speaking Portuguese. Like, they're dealing. It's like, I can't understand. It's like, what are you talking? In my mind, it's like, I could still make it. I want to go home, you know? And I was worried because I don't have Wi-Fi. Because I was just there for a few days for the event.
Mm.
And then, like, I just want to go home. I want to go home. And I was in the ambulance, like, you know. It was like rough road and stuff and like cannot move. And I just tried to, I don't want to call my family because they might freak out. So I called Giselle, my girlfriend. Mm. So it was like probably like 5 or 4 a.m. in Philippines. Try to call her. But before that, like I was asking them like, do you have Wi-Fi? And they're like, what?
There's no translator at these things like at all?
They speak, but like, I don't know what happened because I'm the only like not Brazilian skater because they want only Filipina that went for the event. And it's like, do you have Wi-Fi? And they're like confused, like, why do you need Wi-Fi? And I have a thing on my neck
collar,
and then on a
it's like, why gotta go on the internet, dude.
And then I
gotta check my Instagram.
No, I want to call. Yeah. And then like I was on my phone. I just said, Wi-Fi, please. It's like, oh, hotspot. Okay. It's like, I got a Wi-Fi. I said, okay, I'm cool. And then I called my girlfriend, like, she was like, what happened? She just woke up and like, what happened? It's like, I think I broke my ankles. Like, it was a crazy night because I have, you know, Red Bull. They took care of me. So big shout out, Red Bull.
Right.
So they take care of me, but in Brazil, you cannot go to a private hospital unless you checked into a public. So it was traffic.
Got to transfer over.
So, you know, we went there, put me into an emergency room, and it was crazy because when they pull up and they don't speak English because you can have someone if it's a family, but I don't have family. And it's like, oh, I just want to go home. But it was crazy because, like, I was in the emergency room. There's a guy laying down with a monitor, and it just go, the screen was go like this, beep, beep. It's like, what the fuck?
Oh, man.
He's like, I was like, where'd my ankle? But when I look at him, that's scary, like, you know. And they're like super chill because it's public.
Wow.
Public hospital. One's like, dude, this is crazy. And I need to pee. I'm cold. I'm hungry. It's like, I just want to go home, and like I have to wait for 2 hours. And that hospital is like, dude, and my ankle is still sideways, and I'm starting like having cramps. I don't want to move because I make it worse, you know. And then
do you have to wait to get surgery?
Yeah, I have to get surgery, but I have to in Brazil.
Okay,
but I have to wait for 2 hours there, and I was just seeing this guy on my like, you know, I was laying down.
Sure.
It's like, look at him. Like, I was there for 2 hours, and then this guy's like, the monitor's like, went crazy. It's like, dude, that's scary. So this My ankle's not...
Not as serious.
Not
as
serious,
guy.
But this guy is like... This guy's make me scared.
This guy needs some help over here.
But, yeah, but
wild.
The monitor went crazy, like... And then the nurse was just like, super chill, and their phone's like, wow, that is crazy.
They're so used to stuff, dude.
I don't want to die here.
Yeah, they're so used to seeing wild stuff.
Did you get to go to the private hospital after
that? Yeah, after, filling out forms, and, I don't even want to talk, because I'm just like, I want to pee. I'm cold. I'm thirsty, but I want to pee. So much in my mind, but I also want to go to the airport. So, have fill out forms. They ask me, what's your name? But I don't want to talk. I just pull out my passport, and just show it to them, and I don't want to talk. Just give it to them. And then after 2 hours, so... They put me in the ambulance again and then drive for 45 minutes to go to the private hospital. But yeah, went there. They called it while on the way there. They called the doctor and then boom, 5 minutes. And then they put my ankle back and then put the boot.
Okay.
It's like, do you need something? Like, we're going to put your foot back, but you need something. Like
a pain medicine.
This is hours after also.
This is
they didn't even do that at the public play. They waited till you got to the private hospital.
Yeah, because they don't want to, So waited and then.
But the swelling and everything, you think you want to do that as quickly as possible. I'm not a doctor.
But went there and they put me in the room. It's like, do you need something, painkiller or want to buy something? Like, no, just put it back. And it's like, boop.
You did it while you were awake.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I told them, I was like, just do it. Because before, they want to do x-ray, but they have to put it back, but I don't want to take painkiller or just do it, you know? I just want to move my hip, you know? It's like, they put it back, it's like, I just shout at least one, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, but at least I could move my hip ready. And they put the boot and
back in business.
Right.
Yeah, not really.
They technically didn't need to do surgery then. They just snapped it back into place.
Snap it back, they put me in the room and because they're having a hard time to convince. I get convinced easily, but that time I was just like, I just want to go to the airport.
What were they trying to convince you? Just to stay?
To do the surgery. I don't want to do the surgery.
Okay, so
at first.
Did you do the surgery in Brazil though?
They have to discuss for 20 minutes because and they tricked me because
who's discussing? What do you mean?
The Red Bull guys and the doctor.
Okay, so you had representatives there,
I went to the private hospital so people can come now.
Okay,
so they discussed it's so hard to probably they talking to this kid, it's hard to convince. Because, I have to...
But you have a career that you have to look after. You can't just have any old dude just cutting you open.
You know what I mean?
I don't even know his resume.
Yeah. Let me see his credentials.
But he's a good doctor, actually.
Okay.
Big shout out.
Okay.
Victor Danilo.
But it's just weird. Like, in a different country, though. I would be so scared and apprehensive, like you were, to get surgery.
No family.
Right.
Can't speak English or try to communicate. They're like, Margie, okay. You can't go home. You have to do the surgery tomorrow. And then later, 3 days later, you can go home. It's like, okay, not bad. It's like, okay. Okay, did a surgery.
They convinced you.
Yeah, convinced. 20 minutes later. Did a surgery.
Okay.
2 days later, after the surgery, the doctor came in, checked the wound. He acts so chill and stuff. Like, okay, your feet is swollen. You have to stay another week. It's like,
whoa.
What? I was like, dude, can I just go home? So, again, big shout out to Red Bull, taking care. They flew my girlfriend to Brazil, she never been to she flew from other countries, but 3 hours, 2 hours, not a 14-hour flight with another 10-hour flight. So she did that.
Wow. So
they flew her to Brazil. It's like, a week. Okay, she's here. And then when I got off from the hospital, I was like, Margie, you have to do the PT, stay another week. So dude, you said three. It's like a kid promising a lollipop, or candy.
Never get that piece of candy.
Yeah. So there's that. So some people say something is that for real? Make a promise or some stuff? Because it's hard to believe now.
Of course.
Trauma.
Go ahead.
Was your lady able to stay with you the whole time?
Yeah. Perfect. She took care. It took 3 days or 4 days for me to shower. It's edgy.
Oh my gosh. But did you, so you ended up staying 2 extra weeks?
Yeah. But after the surgery the next day, I got to go pee. And then, like, they like fancy, you know. It's, like, better than a 5-star hotel in the Philippines.
Wow.
So it's like, these recline. I have to call the nurse because I need to pee. Mm. Portuguese. She's nice, cool. Put me in the wheelchair to go pee. Open the door for me. But she pushed me. The bowl was there. She pushed me, and then she looked back to close the door, but end up hitting my ankle to the bowl. Like, what a torture. But, like, dude, it's like, dude, I was, like, still high from
medicine. In there and close
like,
the
yeah. Like,
oh, sorry about
and
that.
And she's like, tudo bem? So I learned how to, like, you can, like, tudo bem? So I learned that when I see someone, I was like, Brazil, like, tudo bem?
What does that mean?
Like, are you okay? Okay? Are you okay?
Oh,
you good?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
I learned that from her, because, like, boom. Jeez. So that's how, like, if I jeez. I got, I hang out most of the Brazilian skaters, mm-hmm. like Thiago, Marina, Pedro, because the aunt, you know, and yeah, they're yeah. super cool. And, like, it's like, they're just like, to the bang.
When you got back to the Philippines, because we also have a long road to recovery, right?
Yeah.
You need to do PT, you need to do a lot of stuff. How long did it actually take for you to, like, recover and get back on the board?
It was kind of like a rush, you know. Before, my goal was before Christmas, I have to wear my New Balance kicks both sides. So I work hard to, like, you know, I want to look good on Christmas Eve to, like, wear a New Balance shoe.
So that was your goal, not even to skate, but just to wear
just
two
to wear
shoes.
Two shoe on Christmas Eve with family.
How long was that?
A month and a half.
Oh, that's pretty quick.
Wow. That
is, yeah. Like, you know, and then to get on a board, I have to do PT like every, it's like 3 to 4 times a week.
Does Red Bull have a facility out there? Do they have trainers?
No,
I
paid for the recovery and stuff, you know. It was okay, just like also take care of myself and stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But also like the Escape Filipinas, I asked some help to do some MRI because like it's expensive to like do x-ray and stuff. They took care of that and, you know, doing the recovery. But also there was a contest early January or like late January in Sharjah last year for a world championship to do the qualifying event for Olympic. So I was like,
that was your chance.
No, it wasn't.
No?
It was like, I just started walking, got up from my...
No, but I mean, if you had made that contest, that would have been your chance to get into the
exactly,
Olympics.
Yeah. Right, if I didn't break my ankle, like, you know.
Yeah.
But it happens for a reason.
Sure. Right.
You know.
And you're still young. There's another Olympics going to be in LA next, so you could shoot for that one.
Real soon.
Try to film some street part
there
first.
You go.
And then,
there you go.
And then that...
Wait, I want to ask, how did you get on Red Bull?
Red Bull. Yeah, Tom.
Tom Curran.
Oh, there
you
go. But like, how did he, he just saw you through skating the contest?
The X Games.
We went to Street League in London. We went to the same hotel.
Went to Street League in London.
We went to have breakfast in the hotel. And Tom was sitting by himself. And we're like, oh, Tom. And we sat down together. And he's like, oh, who's this? And I'm like, oh, Margie, whatever. And he introduced him to Margie. He just saw her. And he was like, oh, cool, whatever. And then later on, he was like, oh, she's a really good skater.
Yeah. You sat down at the hotel with and then like he just met her and then
it was crazy though because Tom is
crazy.
Tom is big guy, lot of tattoo. I met him in like Ant introduced me to a lot of people, like you know, he's famous. He's famous. He knows every
Clairvaux might be the most he knows the most people I think in
so he's been around.
He introduced me to Bujay also. Boo Johnson, that time, like, we had breakfast in London. And then went to X Games in Minneapolis. But then I saw that guy again, big guy, lots of tattoo, which is Tom.
Tom, yeah.
It's like, that scary guy, but Ant's talking. He's like, okay. But actually, I met him, did a trip. He was super
nice. He's great, yeah.
He's actually, you know.
Good
so
guy.
don't judge.
Yeah, a book by its cover.
Yeah. Because he got a lot of tattoo, but when he talks, like, super nice.
Yeah,
he's intimidating. I remember first meeting him. He's like this big-ass dude, doesn't really smile that much.
Yeah, he's like this.
Yeah.
You know?
And you get to know him. He's a nice ass dude.
Most of the time, he sits by himself, like phone, like, you know.
Yeah.
So you're technically on Red Bull Philippines or Red Bull? Like, how does that work?
Still Red Bull Philippines, okay. But the connection and the, like.
I mean, I'm sure it's Red Bull just as big as anything.
Yeah, because they treat athletes, you know, like they. We had last week. We had they had a training with Olympic skaters that ride for Red Bull, like a training.
Okay.
And I didn't even make it to the Olympics, but they're cool to like have me. And they did the first day for like APC Athlete Performance Center in Santa Monica. Oh, it was just like
right here. Yeah,
yeah. They have like a nutritionist, psychologist, like all like healthy workout PT. So you know, it's not just. It's not just.
Oh, no, 100%. That's why I was asking if when you broke your ankle, if Red Bull Philippines had something like they
have. Yeah, they also have like, yeah. They have some, you know. They're actually like, Margie, you good with this? But like, you know.
No, they are really athlete based. Like, yeah. they take care of people, definitely. You know, so, which is incredible, you know. So we're good now. The ankle's feeling good. How are we doing?
Still has pain. Like, sometimes I get tired, but like, okay. I just warm up. But I'm. Way better than last year.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Do you still keep up with the physical therapy or do you have a metal rod in the ankle or anything?
I have a plate.
Okay. Are they going to take that out eventually or no?
I mean, half of money, take out.
Take it out, yeah.
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 Do you notice it? Can you notice it when you skate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it?
But I mean, it helps maybe because if I lose a screw, then I could take it and put it, you know.
For the bolt on your skateboard. Right.
If I lose a skateboard, yeah, right.
100%. Or if maybe your buddy loses it. I got
extra here if you want, you know.
Let me take one out of my ankle.
Hook up the homie.
Is that a truck bolt or a wheel bolt?
It's truck for sure. Yeah. I can feel the size, yeah.
It's a big old bolt. But that's good. I'm glad you're doing better.
I was skating yesterday, yeah.
What a, not a traumatic, but it's just.
God, I mean, it's
break
part.
Your ankle in another country and then go through all that stuff and not knowing. Like, I think the surgery would be the most, like, playing on my mind. Like,
not exactly.
For me, it would be, though. I don't know who these people are. Out here, you could maybe get a reference, you know, of like, hey, this is a doctor. This is a, hey, he works on NFL players. Or
for me,
you know
it was
what I mean?
The recovery, actually, like the PT.
That was the hardest.
Because, like, the hardest, like, first step and stuff, like... Lots of
it's so much when you hurt your leg. It's so like you said, showering and stuff like that. All those little things you take for granted, man. It is you wish you miss that stuff so much.
Yeah, I have to sit on a ball and like have to elevate it because if I start putting it, it just like start having heartbeats, like, pumping.
Shit. Everything becomes such an effort. Yeah.
Yeah. In my mind, like they after the hospital, they put me in a hotel, you know, and I just like okay. I could eat picanha. I could eat acai because I'm in Brazil. And it's like, I asked my girlfriend like to shower me, change. We're waiting on the elevator and then we have to wait because a lot of people too. So like, I could start the blood flow. It's like, I think I can't do it.
That quickly.
So it's like that quick because I have to go back. Because we checked like, oh, there's a restaurant there. Good restaurant, 5-star, 4-star.
In the hospital?
No, in Brazil.
Oh, in Brazil.
But yeah, in hospital, okay. they give me picanha still.
Oh, there you go.
But, you know, good requests and stuff. It's fancy, so they took care.
Okay.
So,
okay.
You know, it wasn't very hard for me for the injury because Red Bull make it easy to, like, you know, that's get the X and stuff.
Great. Yeah. Can we talk about New Balance?
Huh?
You got on New Balance, right? And how many colorways? You've had, like, a couple colorways right now, huh?
Two? I got two, but the other one that made in Asia, like the rainbow, didn't. We were almost three, but officially two.
Officially two, almost three. What happened with almost?
Because pandemic happened and
it was a running shoe.
Oh.
It was, yeah.
For the Olympics.
Wow.
It was a black rainbow.
Okay.
So, like, you know.
So they had to cancel it because of the pandemic?
They only have a few pairs, so we just give it to family and friends.
Did you get it? You kept one, obviously.
I kept probably two or three, and then gave to, like, family.
That's cool.
And then I got the Philippine flag colorway. They stopped making the number, though.
Which one was this?
The 379. I wore that at the Olympic.
Okay.
So
that was
the first one.
First, that was the first shoe?
The first colorway.
Was this the one? Okay, what was the other one? Switch out to the other one, Raj. What's the?
The puso. So basically, after? I have the tattoo.
What is that?
It's a puso. Puso basically is like a coconut leaf, but inside is a rice. So you can have it in Cebu, like in my hometown, to eat something very convenient with any dish with that. Mm. So instead of like having a plate, spoon, and fork,
it's to go. It's like a to go. Where
you could eat it everywhere.
Got you.
As a skater, I grew up like eating 3 or 5 of this and like a small dish, you know.
Is anything in it like beef or
no?
Like,
just rice.
Just rice. It's just a to rice. Go rice.
White now, rice.
What's the significance between that and the shoe? Is it, did you model the colorway off of it or something?
The colorway, as you can see, the pattern.
Yeah.
It's like
oh, I see
the on the side. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, I see it. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
It's the pattern. Yeah. I have that tattoo.
Yeah.
Tattoo. That's how music. It comes like that?
What?
I don't understand. What
it is.
I've never seen this before.
They have to, like, so basically they stuff the raw rice, like the rice grains, and then put it on a pot. My mom did that thing for me to do the edit. My mom knows how to do that, but I don't.
You're basically cooking the rice inside of that.
Inside and put in pot. And then like, and once, like, you know how you cook rice. You know how to cook rice?
Sure. I'm a big rice fan, by the way. I love rice.
Rice cooker, do you measure it like with your finger or no?
I usually use a pot. Yeah. I don't have a rice cooker.
You don't do that.
I know, but it is what it is. You know? I'm still eating rice. You know?
Yeah, just eating rice.
Get a rice cooker.
So yeah, basically, you put in a pot. Sometimes you measure it, but this one's like put it like the one I was holding, and then they just boil it, and then after that they cut it and then you could eat it. It's famous.
I want to try it. Yeah, I love it.
You could
sounds good.
Eat any? Ant's favorite is lechon. So it could go with that. It's a roasted pork.
Roasted pork.
What about balut? You like balut?
I like balut, just the soup and the yolk, not the baby duck.
Yeah, I know. I was like,
I mean, I think for me, it's famous but overrated.
Sure.
We have like adobo, humba, like other.
There's a lot of dish.
Adobo. Yeah, yeah. Adobo is good.
You know, but I think balut, they just do it for like farm people. Like, I don't know if they're making fun or like
just to scare them.
Yeah, like, no, it's scare, like, open it and like why this?
Yeah.
Don't try it.
I was turned off. No, they was on the street too, and I was like, nah, here, try this. I'm like. I'm not trying that, dude. I think Retta was there too, like trying to get people to try it. I'm
so
like, well,
there's
try that.
There's a few kinds of like, they have balut 16 is like 16 days old. So the baby duck is small.
You see it too. It's
just, but it's small.
Yeah.
Better than, they have licos and they have 20 year old. 20 you know,
year old.
No, sorry.
I was so, like, damn, that's,
20
a,
days, 20
that's
days.
A damn adolescent right there.
Yeah, that's family. No, like 20 days.
Okay.
My bad.
There we go.
20 days. And licorice is like for almost like eating. Like,
how long do these ducks stay in the egg? Man?
I've never seen what this looks like. Can you pull that up?
Bro, it looks like how
I mean, that's what it sounds pretty wild.
Oh, they're like a developed bro. It's like, yeah.
Balut.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an egg. With an undeveloped duck.
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah.
What?
It could be scary.
But people eat it, bro. It's like, yeah.
In a soup?
Yeah. No, there's raw. Out of the egg.
No, the boy.
I don't know.
They boil the egg, and there's
like soup.
The duck turn into like a soup. So some people just crack it,
drink the soup.
And then that's it.
Are you? That's how I eat it. That's, oh yeah, that one.
There it is.
Oh, no way, dude.
Yeah.
So the yolk, the yellow stuff, I like it with salt and vinegar. It's really good. Mm. Soup is good too, but not with us.
People eat it and drink too.
Yeah.
Like drink beer. Yeah, drink beer. I'll pass. I'll pass.
I mean, the soup is good.
Some peanuts, bro. I'll be good with some peanuts.
Peanuts, you know.
You got any peanuts?
But it's good. It's good, like, when you crack it. Drink the soup, put some vinegar and salt with the yolk, but not staring duck,
not
and you're
fully
like,
grown,
you're trying to eat me or what? But yeah.
When you got introduced, which shoe was it? Because when you got your shoe, didn't you get your board as well with it or something at the party?
It was the board.
Yeah, the board.
From 852.
After Asian Games.
After Asian Games.
It was like right before the Olympics.
Okay, so the so the board was after the Asian Games, and that's an 8-5-2
board. Yeah, in Hong Kong.
How did they? Did they surprise you with that?
Yeah, a lot.
You had no idea.
A lot of weight because I was. It's just like I think I was on a training like fly here, fly there, and then like I have to go through Hong Kong because like you know they have international flight also, so they surprised me. So basically, Ant and Jessica Ryan and Jeff Gonzalez, like, they're the one who's, like, taking care of me if I go to Manila, but they moved to Houston now.
Okay.
But, yeah. So they surprised me in the airport at first. Like, I thought it was just, they surprised me with my girlfriend because I was a long trip. I was probably at Woodward Camp because I was, like, traveling. And I went to the airport, like, it was weird because, like, why they're trying to hide, like, meet up with Jeff, this and that, and then end up I was, like, getting some cash at the ATM and, like, why are you trying to cover me? And then when I look back, like, it was my girlfriend there because I was on, like, dude, I, like, you know, I was surprised.
Okay, okay.
That was the first surprise, and then we spent that, this and that, and, like, actually, Brian had this arcade, rented an arcade, a lot of stuff. They said, like, they're just launching a shoe with, was it the 852 colorway?
And then that was the shoe.
That was the shoe.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, surprise. And I was just, like, me having fun because I love arcades, you know, playing here, like, there, you know. And then later in the day, they have, like, speech and stuff. Brian was, like, dude, long ass. I was just, like, and then they started pulling out the board, and they surprised me with the board. I was like, dude, yeah. And this is the board, the spot I was talking earlier, the ollie up, back to nose grind. So there's a story behind this nose grind.
Okay.
It was the trip, around Asia with New Balance team, with Art Tesari, Jack Curtin, Tom Kay. Marquise. And then they were skating this ledge. It was actually a sharp rocks. So you have to ollie up and then gap, then skate that ledge.
Oh, like it's you could hit your arm on the, or
yeah,
something on the rocks.
Yeah, I kind of come, you know.
Okay.
They were skating while doing the demo, you know. And I was just like, I was like starting ollie up and then off on the side. And then Jasper doing backflips and like, people skating it. So I was like, I was telling like, and like, yo, I think I'm going to nose grind it. But I was just joking because I ollie up and like, yo, and I'm going to nose grind. It's like, oh, really? Okay. He set up his camera. It's like, oh, shit.
Oh, no. Now it's on. Like, now you got to.
It's on. So I was like, I started jumping and like, dude, I skated it. Like, I got popped. Like, I was like doing 50. It's like, you know, and tried to send nose grind. So, but we have to do the demo. It was like next to the skate park. It's like out of nowhere. But we skated. It's like, it was just like a single trick. And I was like, okay, we're going to do it tomorrow if you want to do it, you know. And started doing line. Like, when we get back, I had a few tries. And then and it's like, oh, I think you could do a line. I did a tray flip to bank and then ollie up and then nose grind.
Nose grind thing. Okay.
So it was that. And then they have the board release. So
that's amazing.
Did Anthony, did you shoot that photo too?
Yeah.
I shot the photo and then I filmed it.
Oh, you filmed it?
What video was it in? Do we know?
Yeah, there's like a
short.
There's like an NB, like a little NB promo.
I want to see the skills of Anthony Clairval filming. Okay, we're gonna rate this.
We've been seeing it all.
We're gonna
the
rate
for
years. Yeah, but it's time to rate. It's time to rate it. 1 to 10.
There was a time he was filming me and Mac in Taiwan, and he was filming back to back. He was going backwards. I was like sketchy. He was going backwards, but there was a mani pad. He was like flip, like dude, you good? Because like he was filming backwards.
Oh, dude.
It's like.
Anthony was the first dude, a filmer I've ever met that was so prepared for each spot. Like he had like a knee pad. He has this like little
towel.
Like he's got everything dialed. Yeah.
Is that towel usually wet? Is that towel usually wet?
Dries the bones.
Dries the bones. Okay. I thought it would keep you cool.
Anthony is very fun to film with. He's very, you are good. Yeah. You're good.
Fun, but also sometimes when we shoot photo, it's hard.
Why?
Because he can't do the Let's photo. Break it down.
Everyone knows this line. That was perfect, but one more.
Everyone knows.
Yeah.
One of those.
Amazing, and you get hyped.
He does do that. That's for sure.
Our pan.
I feel like a lot of photographers do that.
Dude, it's like, you get hyped, you were skating, it's like, okay.
Is that the end? Well, we'll watch it. It's the whole thing, yeah.
It's like, oh, that was perfect, but one more. It's like,
I'll tell you what, that is the most filmer and photographer saying right there.
Yeah,
oh, how about one more?
Okay.
One more. Yeah.
Yuri, what was this?
That's a sick hip right
there. Yeah, where is this?
This one is Hong Kong.
That's in Hong Kong?
I skated that hip like that.
Did you?
Filming. This one is Hong Kong.
Maybe not.
They got some spots in Maybe there,
not.
Huh?
Maybe not.
I'll take you there. One more.
Okay.
This one was sick.
There you go.
You got a good tray flip.
Yeah.
I know. We did a back to double. Remember when I...
Yeah. The day you met me, you told me to go fuck myself?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
After that, you did a tray flip with me.
Yeah.
I put in my highlights. You got to check it.
That was, 2018 or something?
Yeah, yeah. Early 19.
Oh, okay.
Like, it was in Brazil.
Yeah.
Was it?
And the heel flips unlocked, too. I like the heel flips.
Yeah, you got a good heel flip, too.
Thank you. Good heel flip.
I like heel flips.
This is it
right here.
Wait.
Where is it? Whoa. Yeah.
Hong Kong.
The line's coming up.
So the nose grind's coming up. The line's coming up.
This one's there, line. There it is. It's like tray flip.
There's a rock wall. Ollie up. Nose grind.
Boom.
Oh, okay.
You got to do no touch.
Well-balanced nose grind.
No touch.
One more.
That's why I have to, every time, like, do nose grind, no touch. Because Aunt will like, that was perfect. That was amazing. But one more. It's like, okay. Even with a heel flip, like when we were in Hong Kong, it was a mission. Because, like,
I want you to look good.
I know.
I want you to do your best.
I know. And that's how I do, like, good flat grounds and do catch. Because you spent 4 hours just doing heel flip. Who won't be, you know, you have to get good at it. Because, like, you spent 4 hours just doing heel flip.
That's why I would always pose. I would always pose a photo. And then I would do the trick on film. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to land a trick a couple times in a row.
You're smart.
Yeah. I'm not the first person that's done it, I'll tell you that. I've seen many people do this. It's a good tactic.
Especially during the film days, whenever it was a film. And they're not digital cameras. Random spot. Just having a ledge right there. It's just so random.
Yeah, what's that purpose for that wall?
There's no purpose. Yeah. They just had extra concrete, I guess.
So, I don't know if you knew this, but you know Sanggu. Mm-hmm. So this other skater, Sanggu from Indonesia.
Sanggu.
Okay.
Sanggu.
He's on New Balance also.
Yeah.
He broke his arm on that ledge.
Oh, no. He broke his arm on that ledge. Well, don't. Good thing you didn't tell him.
Yeah. Oh, were you guys talking about it before we skate?
No.
Or like after, huh?
You can't tell the crew that before. Well, yeah, before
it was after.
That's not a good thing. What did he do?
50.
Oh. Just got stuck.
It's a sketchy ledge, man.
That looks sketchy.
It's a sick spot, but it looks sketchy.
Like, how tall is it when you come off?
It's tall.
It looks heavy.
I am Margie.
Margie size?
That's not Margie size.
It's like, probably.
Double Margie?
No.
Like,
it's like shoulder.
Okay, so it's not taller than Margie.
Armpit size. Okay.
Okay. That's tall.
But is that normal Margie size or is that
I was joking about it, you know, but end up
and
like
then he
yeah Anthony and it was him. Like you have to land on a hill, so it's like
going down.
Yeah.
Oh wait, so you filmed that trick, this became the ad, but and then how do they surprise you Brian, how did he surprise you with the board?
They launched the shoe, the color, and then just like started like, what is people going crazy? And like, I just want to play. He's like, Margie, come on. They're going to have the launching and stuff. Like, okay. He said, I want to play more. But like, yeah, I have to go.
We playing Street Fighter? What are we playing?
No, I was playing the
Basketball.
Basketball.
Ooh, that's a fun one. Okay. Yeah.
Trying to get them tickets, huh? Trying to get them tickets.
And claw machine.
Oh, the claw machine.
Yeah, claw machine. I love that. That thing's a rip.
That thing be ripping people off daily.
For me now. Yeah.
You need one?
You're good at the claw machine?
You get the claw? Yeah, you get down with the claw?
Yeah.
You could get me a teddy bear out of that thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was in Taipei. We were staying at Airbnb, and downstairs was a claw machine area.
Oh, really?
Like, after skating, I spent, like, the rest of the day just, like, playing claw machine. And Tyrone was there also. It's like, I got a Supreme
Game Boy.
It's like, Margie, where'd you get that? Like, one from
claw machine. Out of the claw machine?
Yeah.
It's what?
Be, yeah, that's, and then he's like, can I have this? I said, like, no. I said,
can
no.
I have this? What do you mean?
He's like, no. But I ended up, this trip, I got him the Game Boy. It took like 5 years to give to
Got him. You won it out of the thing.
No, I bought one in Hong Kong. Oh. So I feel bad. And he loves it. Enough. But I got a better one because it has like hundreds of games.
Oh, in your thing already?
Yeah.
Oh,
like his only has like 10 games.
No, I got him a lot more than.
Oh, you got him the good one.
Yeah.
Ah.
Wait, is it a knockoff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's maybe. Yeah. maybe. Could be. Yeah.
Dude,
just throw a red Supreme sticker on it. You know, call it Supreme.
Color all red.
Yeah. But yeah, or that, and then they launch it,
But there's like, you know, there's the things in there that you cannot win. Like,
for sure.
Like Supreme thing or like
it's tough, yeah.
She wins it.
She gets them. Okay.
It's super dope.
So we'll when there's a claw machine, call you.
Okay, let me know.
And what's the secret, dude?
I don't want to say it. Call me. There will be a fee, you know?
Oh, so if I want, Margie, I really want this Game Boy. Supreme
We're
Game
doing
Boy.
Business.
That's such a Tyrone thing to ask for. I get that Supreme Game Boy. Like, dude.
He'd be like, can I trade you for it?
Yeah.
So we get the board. Amazing. Yeah. What a rad thing, because A52 is amazing. Amazing shop. Brian is so sick.
I mean, not just sponsor, but also family, you know?
100%, right. And then we got the two shoes. We got the boom, the shoe, and then the shoe that never came out, right?
Yeah.
When was the last one that came out? What shoe? What year was it?
Oh, after Olympic.
2021. 2021. Okay. What's up with the new shoe? Can we get the new shoe going? What do you mean? I'm asking you.
He doesn't work for New Balance anymore.
Oh, you're not. You don't work for New Balance anymore.
Ask Ty.
Yeah. Tyrone, what's up with the shoe, man?
I think that was
I'm asking him right now.
It was a bribe for the Supreme. Game.
Oh, that was it?
Oh, like,
that was
it? Okay.
We got you the shoe. Yeah. You got to give me that thing. I really want this Supreme Game Boy.
No, actually,
good work, Margie.
No. No, I'm actually working because I have to film Street, which is, it just happens for didn't make to the next Olympic. It happens for a reason. Sure. Then I get time to just focus and like maybe film a part.
Yeah. Right. Wink, with a wink. Okay, okay.
It's a secret, you know, but.
So with the contract stuff, I want to go too detailed, but like, if they demand you to do, or not demand, but they want you to film a video part, but what if you make it in the Olympics? Does that cancel that out? And they're like, cool, go do the Olympics instead of the part.
You should do both.
You can do both?
I can do both.
Okay. Some people, when people go to the Olympics, they focus on it and they kind of steer away from the street stuff.
I mean, with Ant before, like, we do contests, but also we spend a week before the contest or after the contest to be like, you know, we were in Brazil where we're skating and we got like a week of skating and like go to beach, skate and contest.
Right.
It's like mixed trip,
it's
not
like
just
a
like.
Perfect opportunity.
Yeah.
To go out and street skate.
Yeah.
For sure. But a lot of people, I know Kelly, what Kelly's saying, a lot of people, they just want to concentrate on one
skate,
or the other.
Yeah. Contest. Yeah.
But I love that you do both. Like, I feel like that is, I don't know. I'm not a contest person at all. I hate contests. I'm not an Olympic person, but I almost feel like it would just take the pressure off a little bit, you know, go out and street skate, go have fun and then go do a contest. It feels like that feels more natural to me.
Actually, I felt that pressure after the injury because I have to skate and like I'm still like recovering, do PTs. But then I went to Sharjah. I asked my PT Ryan in Philippines, in Cebu, to like simulate or like copy simulate, right? To do the pushing just to ride on my board. It was like 2.5 months and it's post op. So I have to do that.
How would you simulate that?
On a treadmill, I put my other foot on the side and then the pushing and then the other side.
Because it's your back foot. It's your pushing foot.
Yeah, the pushing foot. Right. Just to have that movement.
What about just Mongo?
No Mongo. Switch push. No.
Okay.
I actually, my older brother, because I started skating first and my brother skated. He got kickflip 50 on a rail, but push Mongo and it's like, no, push normal, like normal skate.
Damn, he pushed Mongo up to a kickflip 50 on a rail?
Yeah, but I told him like, start doing this because you're my brother.
Regular Mongo is kind of crazed, but switch Mongo's not. That's just my...
Look at Thiago.
Yeah, Thiago prime example.
I mean, Thiago looks cool. He's not.
Good doing this. Yeah.
Thiago, pop, skating good. 100%. But my brother...
Right, no.
Not
no,
talking no. shit. My right. brother, Akbu. No.
How old is your brother compared to you?
Dude, that's probably... I don't know.
Younger, older?
Older. Okay. He's the eldest of our siblings.
How many siblings?
I have 5. I used to be the youngest for...
Used to be.
For 9 years, and then I think accident happened.
Okay. Oh, so now there's a nine-year gap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Younger brother. So gotcha. I don't know what happened. They probably have an argue, and then
they made up.
Yeah.
What?
Let me.
You're just thinking that's what happened. Yeah.
You try to put the pieces together. Yeah, yeah. I know. I understand.
No.
So the older brother kept skating, or no?
He still skates, on his. Day off.
Okay.
Because he's working.
He just does it for fun.
And then we actually skate. I film him, he films me back to back.
Okay.
Nice. He got kickflip back 50 on a rail, which is I don't really do.
Right.
But he doesn't have back 50 tray flip though.
Yeah. So. you got that. That's an interesting trick to have, right? Because everybody's got, the front 50 kickflip, right? But the back 50 tray flip, it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Did you just... work on that? Or
I mean,
what was it?
I've
what was
seen some skaters do like kickflip, like combo. So, possible to do like this and that.
Right.
But yeah, I just like, okay, that's cool. I look super sick. I have tray flip. I have 50, so I'll do it.
Yeah. What about back 50 big spin flip out? For the next video part?
Secret hopefully. One? Secret don't spill it.
Okay.
I got I actually did it one or twice. I was skating an event in Huntington Beach, and then who was there? I think Chad or Levi, but NB guy was like, Margie, I think you could do this. And like, okay, let me try. And then a couple of tries, like, oh, it's possible.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, I'm gonna do that, but I don't know.
How do you, when you film video parts, are you writing tricks down? You have a trick list that you wanna do or certain spots, or you just kind of freestyle it?
I just started to like film some street. I'm just like, that's why Ant helped me. Mm-hmm. We were walking towards here, like, we were talking about tricks.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good question, actually, because Anthony asked, he's like, Kelly, what's a video part? Could you say it's a video part could be 20 single tricks and 5 lines? What do you guys think?
What do you guys think?
Yeah, definitely.
I think it's around there.
20 clips?
Yeah, 20
single tricks.
Yeah.
And 5 lines.
No, I think I've had video parts with less.
I think that would be worthy for sure.
For me, it's Modus, it's Carol, it's like 23 singles.
But you're talking about Modus Operandi, the transfer video with Mike Carroll. You can't compare his part with anybody else's part.
But I'm saying as a rule of thumb, if you have 20 singles and 5 lines, you got something to work.
For sure.
Yes, 100%. Yes. 100%. There's been parts with less.
Yeah. It could be like, I need one more. I need to swap something out. But I mean, that's a good thing to mentally, as somebody filming.
How long was that part? Like 3.5 minutes? 4 minutes?
Well, that was, he had two other, three other people in the same part.
We could
part
actually
too.
Do 5 minutes, just do slow-mo on everything.
See, that's too much though. I'd rather, for me, less is more. Like, I want to see just the bangers. I want to see a good video part. I don't want to,
What is that number?
There's no number. It's just about like, I want to see great skateboarding. It doesn't matter if it's a minute. It doesn't matter if it's 3 minutes. Once you start going over the 3 minute mark and you start going 4, 5, 6 minutes, and then you have like, you know, 6 minutes of footage with like, you know, a 2 minutes outro and like credits, you're like, okay, it's a video part. Like, let's bring it down. Show me the best stuff. Well, that's for me.
A video part is showing somebody how you skate.
Yes. And I definitely think lines need to be involved with that too, because you need to see their style.
Yeah. And it can't be just lines. You can't be just like one epic line with 40 tricks around the plaza and call it a day. You have to have the balance.
Yeah. 100%.
Thinking about it, I'm going to get tired already.
Yeah. I mean, you have Stevie Williams.
Yeah, but you're comparing. Mike Carroll's Mike Carroll, though.
No, it's not comparing, though. I think it's just finding a premise of like how many tricks and how many lines can create a part.
Yeah.
Everyone's lines will be different. Everyone's
Can faking ollie could be a trick?
I would go with the faking ollie.
Started off that way, ended off with a fakie switch.
Start off with a nollie fakie and then end with a faking ollie.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, bring it all together, tie it in.
Yeah. Like Mark Suchu style, right? Tie the whole thing together.
You know,
a little bow.
A little bow on top. Yeah, a little cherry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, cherry on top.
I remember I used to count tricks and lines in video parts when I was younger. Like starting to come up. I remember watching photosynthesis. Always hard for me to say. Vin England didn't really have that many tricks in his part, but it was solid part. It was only like 20 clips, maybe. Exactly. If
that's what I'm saying, though. Like, if the quality is good, quality over quantity.
Yeah,
that's my motto.
But that was also like somebody's first video part, and then somebody. Second or third video part.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying there. Like, it also depends who's making the video, too. Yeah. It's not only the skater who's making it. It could be their first video part. But if they have a great videographer that's with them and a great editor, that first video part that they're in could be the best video part of all time.
Mm-hmm.
But if they have a shitty filmer and a shitty editor, their video is not going to be...
Good trick, but you just a foot.
100%, right? You got to...
Not a par in that sense.
Yeah. Video...
Or like... Nolly handrail, but headshot only.
Could you imagine?
Are you normally filming with Anthony for this part? Like, is that your go-to filmer, or do you have someone else you film with?
I was, like, skating with Dan, or, like, the NB, while I was here.
Okay.
You know,
so you're with the New Balance crew?
But with Anthony, he, like, travel and skate and film. He knows some... good food spot and
he's good for everything.
Not just food.
Okay.
He speaks Spanish and Portuguese, so it could be a tour guide, translator.
Okay.
You know? Well, he knows the spot that's next to a good food spot too.
Right.
Chris Ortiz. Ortiz,
that's his style. Okay. You learn from the best. Chris Ortiz is one of the best.
Straight up.
Where's your favorite place to skate right now? Like, if you travel anywhere, where's like your go-to spot?
The place that I've been just to skate was Barcelona. Is good.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
In Rio, Brazil, there was like ledges, but it's kind of like, you know, just there and that.
Yeah. Oh, that plaza or whatever?
The plaza.
Yeah.
And Taipei around Asia, but I asked, Ant suggested to like, because he knows he travels a lot. Mm-hmm. I never been to Lisbon and Portugal.
So
maybe that's the next.
That's the next stop.
Yeah,
okay. So I'm sure he's got some good food spots out there.
They got
too.
Real good. Spots out
food there. Is it a street trip?
I told you.
Is it a skate trip or a foot trip?
Food trip. A little bit of both, right? You have to eat.
You have to eat.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Two.
Sometimes.
I did two something.
Yeah. Yeah. What about that? What was this? Didn't in your city have like an outdoor skate park that was like under a bridge almost or something?
Is
that a different city?
But it's like it's in Cebu still.
Oh, it is.
It's called Mandawi City. It's like you always pass through that bridge if you're flying to Cebu from the airport and to get to the city.
Can you see the skate park from the bridge, or is it kind of underneath?
No, it's like underneath. Yeah, okay. It's not actually a skate park because we cannot build concrete obstacles because it's multi-purpose.
Oh,
so government still use that area.
Okay.
So when Red Bull Philippines did they have this event called Red Bull Skate DIY, and everyone in the Philippines that have a skate shop that, you know, have to build, like, at first they have to have a sketch plan and then send it and then pick top design, and then they give a budget to do that, and then they start filming, and then they pick the winners.
Does the city have to approve all that stuff too, or they just kind of go in and do
it? I mean, some places.
It's Red Bull. Some, I mean, they'd have to like.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
They're not doing anything.
Yeah, some place. But there's some homies that knows like these people who to talk to get the approval to build some stuff.
Make
but
it easier.
Then they have the on the side they build a concrete hub and outledge, so it's just like perfect to like, you know.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a foundation spot then. Yeah. It's kind of just a foundation, but they'll use it for certain
things. Yeah, we still have like a DIY ledge and rails that we could move. Some people use it as a table or a bench, so you know.
Okay, gotcha.
What was
do you go there? Do you skate there often though?
When I'm in Cebu, it's my go to.
That's your go to spot.
Yeah, because it's like 20-30 minutes drive.
Didn't your dad also build a mini ramp for you?
Yeah, he's a carpenter, like all everything, plumber, electricity,
he can do it
do it all, and he rebuilt our old house after winning Asian Games. Got the money, I put some of the money to build a house.
Okay,
and my dad built it. There was actually a day in life from Rebel and Olympic. A day in life, they filmed it. Well, my dad, I was like skating, just my routine, and my dad was like working the house. It was crazy because my dad's brother was helping also to build it. And then after Olympic, me and my girlfriend like move out. So also my dad built a house. So yeah, he built it. And he built a mini ramp on our family house.
This is the house that he built.
Yeah. And we have...
Well, you grew up with a mini ramp. You grew up with a mini ramp, but you don't skate Transition.
He built it.
My dad built it during pandemic.
Oh, okay.
My mom's cooking shrimp.
Wait, like, this is the actual. This is the spot I was talking about.
Yeah, that one.
That's a foundation spot.
But that time they don't have the hubba.
It looks like a fun spot though.
Yeah,
it is fun.
Super dope.
Yeah,
I was doing manis there. Look,
there it is. That's this little spot right there. It's cool by the water and everything.
Yeah, it's
like
super chill.
It looks, the ground looks smooth.
It's so sick that your dad was able to make a house. I mean, it seems like, a little goes a long way there in the sense of like, if you could build a house.
Yeah, how long did it take him?
I have kickflip from board.
obviously, you did.
It was sketchy, but. Oh, actually, I used to have kickflip back feeble, but I'm going to try to start doing it again.
There you go. Yeah, it looks like a good little spot. A lot of skaters out there.
A lot. And it's still growing.
Is it?
We're doing the fakie. Regular and ollie fakie.
Oh, the straight eight? Almost, yeah.
Let me see something real quick, though. We were talking about the mini ramp.
Probably it was different.
Oh, it was a different video?
Yeah, it was the Olympic channel.
Okay. Gotcha.
Ooh, fakie back lip.
So I was talking to Anke, some tricks I don't know. I keep calling the fakie 5-0, but it was fakie
nose grind.
Fakie nose grind. So I was like, am I really a skater?
Trust me, I don't know the names of some tricks either. I could do them, but I can't name them.
You're still learning here.
I want to hear this
still
one.
Learning. This one's a mani pad.
Would you ask, Anthony?
Is that a trick, Mark? Frontside overcrook?
Frontside overcrook.
Dude, that's hard because I don't have that, so I don't know.
Is that a trick, though?
I mean, crook is crook coming this way.
It's just a nose grind.
Really? Because you're coming from the other side. And, you know.
Yeah. Look, I have the same problem with these guys.
Because, you know, doing crooks like you're goofy. Come here. It's crook. But.
It's a nose grind.
Who's the skater they call it? Like, oh, he did an over crook.
Yeah, it's only backside.
Only backside.
Yeah.
Damn.
Don't trip.
I'm learning.
I'm learning. I don't even listen to him.
He's like, yep.
But it's cool, though. He just built you a mini ramp right outside your crib.
Actually, when I asked my dad to build a mini ramp, and I had a meeting with Red Bull Philippines and Red Bull Skateboarding because they want to build a park for me to train.
Oh, wow.
And because it's pandemic, and then I cannot travel. So we had...
Was that the park that they built?
Yeah, that like is, indoor.
Okay. Yeah.
I sketch and I draw what I needed to skate or like what I want to skate.
Mm.
And, you know...
Made it happen.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And the house wasn't even finished that time. You can see, like, and wow, that's a training facility.
This is a training, jeez, right?
It's like 30 minutes drive, but into the mountains.
Not bad. Is it still there or no?
No, after no. Olympic, they shut down.
They shut it down, okay. So, yeah. I mean, it's wow, pretty good. Look at that.
So you helped that, design that whole thing?
I drew it. Wow. And then I just have to visit. That's Danny Bautista. Mm. And then, yeah, I drew it. And then I just go there, drive there, and like make sure it's a Margie size.
Yeah, it got to be Margie size.
Yeah, you know. You can have a skate park for me to like train, like, you know.
Huge X Games.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, so okay, so you had home, you had homies. Grace,
the homies there. My brother was actually in this. Was he?
Did the government pay for that park? Who paid for it?
Red Bull.
Oh, Red Bull paid for it. Got you. Wow.
Did you have homies go there and skate and everything?
Only a few people because it's pandemic. It's super strict.
Well, so you had this whole place basically to yourself. That's pretty cool. I mean, to stay super for that.
Not bad.
We actually spent a night or like two nights there. We have some, just basically a camp for me.
Yeah.
They have a treadmill, some, you know, Red Bull hooked me up because like they have a training and stuff. It was actually a retreat house. Like they have a yoga facility on the next. I actually, in that place, I proposed last year to my girlfriend.
That's where you
go. Yeah.
It's awesome.
There's a place because there's a, it's like plant-based restaurant stuff, like very healthy, you know.
Okay.
They have the restaurant and then they have a nice house. And one of the warehouse was just like the skate park. So when you go there, they have the restaurant, but all plant-based food. So you're kind of like healthy.
When you guys get married?
That's hard. Because we cannot marry in Philippines.
You can't get married.
No same sex.
Oh, yeah.
Well, can you get married out here?
Yeah. In U.S., yeah. London, or even in Thailand. So just have to like
coordinate
yeah. schedule and okay. stuff. I'm working.
You working on
yeah.
it?
Okay. Yeah.
Has she ever been out here before?
Never.
No.
But she's been to other countries that don't need or like could get easy, get a visa. Yeah. You know?
Right. Yeah. Amazing. Congrats. Yeah. That's great.
You guys have been together for a sure. long time too, right?
I want to tell you, it was like we've been dating for 9 years already.
There's another skater that's coming out from your zone too, right?
Motik. Metal Boy Motik, yes.
He's good.
Crazy good.
I thought there's no way that two kids could come out of the same neighborhood in the Philippines.
But look how popular it is though.
Yeah.
Not just two good skater.
Everything's stacked against them.
Yeah.
Amazing skaters, and then they have a kid, and then they.
There's right. more than two skaters, like skaters. Good skaters yeah. from yeah. Cebu.
And there's no spots.
You gotta check out also our Rans and.
Yeah, I mean,
there's so many.
But that's the thing. This is why I love it, though, because like look at Margie. Like look what she went through to get through to where she is now. Like there's a lot of skaters. Like Vincent Malou didn't even have concrete. He grew up without concrete, and look where he is now. You know, so it's like I love these stories.
And I think it's also have best people surround you.
100%. But it's possible. That's my point. Yeah. It's also, possible.
Like, sometimes lightning doesn't strike twice.
Totally right.
So well,
who's helping him along his journey?
I mean, dude, he's just really lucky. He has some good people behind him. Nice. All try to
Some people just got it, you know? Yeah. Some people just got it, and when you got it, people see that, and they help you, and it all works out.
Well,
it's
hard, because having a Philippine passport is hard to get visa.
Okay.
Like,
well, I saw that the YouTuber went out and saw him, which was huge. Who was it? Was it his name? Honestly,
it's Skate Nomad.
Skate Nomad? Some guy on YouTube, Skate Nomad. I'm sorry, I don't really know him too well, but I thought it was really rad that he went to the city And to showcase where he was from and showcase his skating, you're like, wow, this
was
kid
it Mike
is or? Incredible.
Was it Mike? Yeah. I met him. That was super cool.
But you get a chance to see like what the city looks like and the way that everyone grew up and what's going on out there.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of kids that like just try to borrow a board and just like, you know, they're cruising.
Just like you did.
Yeah.
Was there any advice you would give to someone in a scenario like that? Like...
Oh my God. I mean,
same, you know, you live through it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, but I think not same as what I did. Like, there's like hit or like, you know, I didn't go to school. Like, just want to earn money and stuff. Like, I think I hard worked for it, but I also got lucky with people around me, mm-hmm. helped me and believe yeah. in me. I believe in myself, but also people believe in me, like, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
And you have the luck, sometimes one or maybe more. And just got to try and take a risk.
Well, you have to take risks in this life, yeah. you know.
I think just
you
have not to, like, always in, comfort zone.
For sure,
you know?
For sure.
I think it all starts been, with... Well, yeah, you gotta love what you do too.
Well, you could have yeah, been you could have gone in the comfort zone of just skating that little park and just skating that and not taking these risks, you yeah. know.
I mean, I wasn't thinking about risk. I was just like, right. I want to skate. It's fun, and I make money.
Yeah,
help fam. So
I love that.
Were you trying to make it as a pro skater, like big time, or just like I just want to make it in my city and that's cool.
I just want to skate, have fun, and make money. That's it. Yeah. I didn't even want to like think about pro. That's like
simple
you know,
as that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
like the Olympics.
And try to help family.
Well, I think that's what it is—the yeah. making money part. It's like, I mean, look, your dad remodeled the house, built a house because of the money that you made. You know,
yeah.
it's incredible.
It's more basic than that, like, I want to make money so I could buy food.
Buy yeah. food, yeah.
Yeah, it's just sure. about. Yeah, I was thinking sure. about rice.
Basic necessities.
I was thinking about rice.
Yeah. yeah. I know, your first contest, you're bringing home rice. Like, you know, that's a win.
Because I see my parents do it, so, like, mm-hmm. I want to try to do it. Yeah. Same yeah. thing.
Yep. I love it. Again, that's why I love this show. I love finding out about, you know, like, your story and everything. Cause
now it makes me cry. Well, emotional.
It's true, though. It's true. Straight I mean, up. Look where you came from and where you are and where you're going. Like, it's incredible. You know?
Truly.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people have it easy sometimes. Like, we grew up here in where the industry is, you know? And yeah. like I mentioned Vincent Malou before, like, the kid had no concrete and he actually made it happen and got a skateboard and learned how to skate. He'd go drive to the or go find the concrete slab, you know? Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I think it's cool that your country is just so proud of you, too. You know what I mean? I think going back, like you said, you went back home and your whole city, your whole country's there. Like, that's really cool. And I'm proud of you for doing that. Yeah. yeah it's so cool.
I'm laughing because I actually do crazy stuff because after winning the gold, you have to do visit the White House and have to meet the president to get the incentive. And it went viral because I asked him to do the dab.
No.
he did the thing. It actually went trendy because, like, why would you ask the gnarliest president in Philippines and ask him to do a dab?
Did he do it?
He did. It went viral. Look for Margie Dab.
Margie Dab.
Yeah, Margie and Duterte Dab.
Margie and what?
Duterte. It's
D-U-T-E-R-T-E. Okay.
And then dab. It went viral. It's like,
oh, so you won the Asian Games and then you went home and you get to meet the president.
Yeah, I have to fly to Manila to get the incentive to get him. Like, oh, that one.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was his best.
That was his dab. Okay.
Dude, yeah. First time meeting him in 2018, and then later that year, went SEA Games, two gold medal for the Philippines. And I met him again, and I think he remembered me because it's like, and we speak the same dialect, Bisaya.
Oh, okay.
So in Visayas, we speak Bisaya or like Cebuano.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of understand. And he's like uncle or like grandpa, like tatay, you know? And it's like, I speak, it's like, and the whole, the Congress was like, Margie, you let the Congress do the dab that time. Okay, we have a challenge for you. Do the dab with the president while getting the award.
Okay.
So it's like, okay. Just like, you know, Margie, okay.
Yeah.
That's a challenge. Okay. Do it. And then.
What did you say to him? How did you go about this?
So I said, like, pwede ka mag-dab mangyayani? It's like, what is that? It's like same dialect. Like, I asked him, like, can you do the dab?
Okay.
Like, you know, it's like, what is that? And I was holding the check. I don't know. I don't really care the check. I was just like, can you do the dab? And I handed it back to the guy who handed it. And like, just
you showed him the, yeah. And he did it.
And he did it, but looked at me, and then he kind of karate chopped my hand. That's cool. That's cool. I think you can see it on the YouTube. Oh, but like, yeah,
gosh.
What a moment.
Yeah,
it went viral. Like, yeah,
I love it.
Later that after a year, SEA Games, I met him. He noticed me, and I was like, okay, smile, and then peace sign. He's like, unsa na imong gibuhat? Or like, what did you do? Oh, peace sign. It's like, oh, let's do it. And just like, peace, you know? It's cool. It's cool.
You got an effect on people. You know what I mean? You got an effect on people.
Yeah, it's cool.
Well, it's great. I mean, listen, congrats on everything. And, you know, the secret project that's coming up that you won't tell us. Yeah. But, you know, we were looking forward to it.
Working on it.
Can we give you some Nine Club stuff to take back? Do you have room in your suitcase? Can you take a couple things
if
back with you?
If you give me a Nine Club bag, then I got space.
We need to make bags.
Yeah, we don't. You have to.
We got trash bags. Yeah.
Like a, throw like, yeah, like a hobo.
Dude,
yeah.
I'll be hype. And not just me. Probably I give some for the homies.
You give some for
the homies? A big fan of Nine Club. They talk about it. When I grow up, like, they talk about it. Like,
really?
Cebu loves the Nine Club.
Like, Danny Bautista, the guy who films for me. Like, Ant's not there always, you know. Like, he's traveled a lot. The people, like, shout out to Cliff Rigor, Kenneth Asper, the people who, like, help me out. Like,
Goat.
Okay. And, like, yeah, there's a lot of people, like, who look after me. So you have to have that people. It's just like, not just hard work, you know.
Sure.
Lucky, or like, you also have to have these people, like
the Jess, village support
Sam,
system.
Sam, totally. Danny's wife. Mm-hmm. We actually, the first time I got my visa was like, we have to do like a training. We have to practice how the interview goes. So I was like, I came late because the traffic. I have to take a jeepney. It was traffic, like 2 hours. It took me 2 hours. As they were sitting in the lobby, it's like, she's been serious. Like, I was started crying. Like, I was smiling. It's like, ah. But Margie, be serious. Like, I was like, and I started crying. Like, no, but for real, you have to make it. You have to take the services. Mm-hmm. It's an interview with you. And it helped, you know?
Yeah.
Because I have to, like, you know, be serious. Yeah. To do. And I got the visa first try. So.
Because if you were goofing around, they made him
exactly.
Disapproved.
Like, okay.
She's dabbing, she's piecing, she's doing all this stuff. No. We're good.
Yeah.
Play the video part from when she's doing the thing at the contest. Dude. And everything. Yeah.
And which is crazy. People come to me like, Margie, can we take a photo? Can you do the dab?
Oh, yeah.
Can you do this? Like, I'm trying. I just try not to.
I can't do it anymore.
Let me be a little professional sometimes.
Yeah, so I learned something like not this, not that.
Just do you. Yeah. You have fun. That's all that matters. Yeah. You know,
Straight up, for sure.
Kelly, will you do the honors? Yeah. We grab her some stuff.
What size t-shirts?
Gangster size.
Gangster size. XL. Double X.
Maybe, I don't know. US size is large.
I'm a large, yeah. Large, yeah.
Large. You want large? Gangster size.
Gangster size.
Kelly, I put some stuff on the table there.
I don't do small, medium, large. We do gangster size.
Gangster size? Okay, okay.
Margie size.
That's a good size. You're flying back home, you said, tomorrow?
I'm flying back home on May 2nd.
Okay.
And then I get there May 4th because the time travel and, like, you know. And I got to spend with a family and girlfriend for 3 or 4 days. And then fly to New York.
Busy.
She's busy.
I know. They like, oh, just stay for like, no, it will be worth it to go home.
Yeah, 100%. You know? And 100%. Then, I mean, sometimes it's just that couple days to see the family and friends is like really good for your morale.
It's a little quick reset.
Totally.
Yeah. Beach. Got
to. Let me ask Christian real quick. Where do you see yourself in like 2 or 3 years as far as like with skating?
I'm trying to film, but it's hard to see myself even in 10 minutes. <You
know? laughs> For sure.
So thank you. We'll see, but we'll work with it.
Okay. Yeah.
We're working.
We look forward to seeing that video part.
More skating.
Yeah.
Just skating.
Just get that. Make that part good, you know?
Actually working for, because Brian's been a family, A5T, you know, but
yeah.
I have to have a board sponsor that's out here and work the street part. So maybe you got a space for Margie size. For a board company.
Wait, what do you mean you have to have a board sponsor? For what?
That's like filming and like, you know.
You know, like, I mean, If I Do It Amazing, it's a shop.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, get a proper.
But they have other writers though, right? It's like a team. Yeah. They got a team, right?
But, you know, like, being like a international connection, not just like
she's trying to get
she's trying
like,
to find a solidified well-established board brand.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So you want listen, you got my stamp. You know what I mean? A stamp of approval. You know.
Boom. So you got chocolate. Stamp.
What I'll do is I'll take your sponsor me video from your age 13, and I'll shop it around. Okay, we'll talk. You know.
Let's, who are you going to send it to, Chris?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Trust me. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. And when I knock, they answer the door. Okay, Margie? Yeah. Hello?
It's not a door. It's
who
a,
is
it's
that? Just, I say, it's C-Rob. Oh. They open it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
What do you got for me, C-Rob? What do you
got? We got the best. We got the best. No, you could find Margie. We got something. You got to.
This is footage from a friend of mine 11 years ago. You want to check it out? Is that what you're
it's impressive. Yeah. Did you not watch it, Kelly? It's impressive.
It's impressive, but it's 11 years ago. She has quite, she's actually gotten better, if you could believe that.
It's true.
It's the story. It's the story.
You have to tell a good story.
You have to tell the story.
Chris, the storyteller.
Margie. Hey, congratulations on everything. Yeah, listen, we got the Nine Club Yeti. Yep. This is their plastic version. It's really good. It's all the, you know, BPAs, free zone. It's all the free zone stuff, but look at that. You got a drink. Stay hydrated out there. Okay. Okay. We got the, look at the socks, stance, you know, only the best.
Dude.
Only the best. What's going on over here?
I don't know.
Why are you just talking?
He wants stance socks?
I need socks. Oh, too bad. Didn't I give you socks when you were on the
actually,
show?
Actually, stance, because Tyrone, you know, hooked up stuff, and the only thing I requested before the Olympics, like, give me Stan socks. Okay. So he gave me bucks. Was like, I was hype. Still wearing some of them. Still wearing. Like,
nice. They're so good.
They're really good.
Shout out
and
Albie
especially Spence. Like with a Nine Club. So I don't want to probably just hang it. You know?
No. You wear those. You wear those. Yes. You know. You wear them in front of Anthony.
You hang those.
No. You wear them in front of Anthony because we're not going to give him any socks. So you're going to show off and
you're
show
so
off your
mean.
Little. I know. Sock. Trust me.
Let me get one sock. You keep one sock.
One?
Okay, let her get her presents, bro. Gangster size t-shirt for old Margie right there. Gangster size. And listen, I don't know if you got a little headphone sponsor or whatever, but we want to gift you these Skull Candy Crusher ANCs. They are the truth.
Very, very
they got
buttery.
The base on those is really good.
Can I wear this while sleeping?
Yeah, of course.
Because
I know you sleep with your board against the wall and like with the Olympic blanket.
No, actually, even sharing room with Ant.
Oh,
sometimes.
Oh, you need those. Yeah,
snores. Like
those are come in handy.
No, 100%. Actually, because like when we started like doing trips, you know, like we have to share because like sometimes you get budget, sometimes not.
100%.
So we're like sharing a room, and then when we get noticed, like he gave Margie, I gave a gift for you. It was
earplugs.
Earplugs.
I knew it. I knew it.
You gotta look out for your
people. Yeah. Like, he has a whole bunch of them. He's like, hey,
it's like, what is that? It's like for you. He's like, okay.
Anthony's pretty good at snoring.
I'll tell you this: you charge those things up before you're gonna go to bed. No, yeah. You'll sleep like a baby. Yeah. Trust me.
Perfect. Thank you.
Too good.
Margie, thank you so much for coming on the show. We appreciate you. Come back anytime. You're welcome. The door's always open.
Perfect. Just like knock on the door, just like you said.
Who is it?
Margie.
Door opens, you know,
in the building.
In the building.
Margie out.